RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Tuesday, holiday Tuesday.
Yes, lots of people are off the streets this morning.
Actually, that's
true. From what I saw, it's been smooth sailing, actually.
Yeah.
All the way to work.
Yeah, it is a holiday today and tomorrow, so smack in the middle of... a very long weekend. Very, very
have
long
a nice
weekend.
Rest.
True.
You know, sunbathe. I don't know.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so today we do have a top 10 for you. And okay, so later we will have some guests.
Yes.
Yes. And,
from the cast of Rent to Own the Musical.
Exactly. So it's going to be, you know, Marky's comrades. For Rent. So
a few of them are going to be here today.
A few of them. So today we are doing the top 10 Usapang Rent. You know, as a renter, as a landlord, a lot of people have had moments where, I mean, majority of the people don't have their own space. So you end up renting. So in your apartments, in your condos, I'm sure so many people will have their little stories. So, for example, usapang rent, yung bawal ang aso sa apartment, kaya araw-araw, tinatakas ko sa oversized tote bag yung chihuahua ko para ilabas.
Mm.
I know a lot of people who do this. They sneak in their cats, their dogs, because it's not allowed in their... If their apartment isn't pet-friendly, you have to sneak them in.
So, does this mean they sneak them in on a daily? Like, literally?
No, I mean, if you have to bring them out, then yes, you have to sneak them in and out.
But don't the guards see that?
Well, if you put them in bags. And if they're very...
If they're small, if they're small dogs.
Not the big ones, obviously. But like a chihuahua. I mean, you can hide them. Or cats are pretty small.
And cats, you don't really have to bring down.
You don't have to, yeah. Unless you bring them to the vet.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you need to conceal them.
Your condo is pet-friendly.
Yeah. I think a lot of Eastwood condos are pet-friendly. Maybe not all, but a lot of...
Ours isn't.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, you had to register your cats
not
in the
really.
Condo.
Not really. But there are limits. I think you can only take care of X amount of pets, depending on the size.
Of the condo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, depending on the size of your pet. I mean, if you have a Great Dane, obviously one would be enough. But
or
if you have like...
less than one.
If you have little tiny ones, then maybe you can have two or three. I don't know. Usapang rent. Yung ang pinakamahal kong regalo pag Christmas para kay landlord, para pag delayed ang rent, extra patient siya sa akin.
Mm.
Like very strict with everyone else except you because you give nice gifts.
Because you give gifts.
Yeah. That's a very good investment. Another example, usapang rent. Nung in-evict ko yung tenant dahil hindi nagbabayad ng rent, iniwan na sobrang trashed yung unit. Sobrang salbahe.
That's horrible.
The one next to us, that was the case. We just found out that it was like... it was horrible. Like a hellhole. They left stuff in the toilet. They left food rotting everywhere. They were horrible.
Because they got evicted.
Maybe. Or maybe they got into a beef with the landlord.
Landlord.
Yeah.
And they just trashed it.
They had to practically redo the entire thing.
But what happens when that happens?
But I think you're still liable.
Is there a contract? Yeah.
I mean, you don't get to destroy something just because you're renting it. Like a hotel, for example. Just because you're checking out doesn't mean you can wreck everything. That's why they check. Remember, like in hotels?
Yeah.
When you check out, they send somebody before they process your stuff, before they check you out, just to check if you didn't wreck anything.
Yeah.
Because they will charge you at the...
You are liable.
You are liable, of course. You don't get to damage somebody else's property. Another example, usapang rent. Yung nagulat ako sa two-bedroom unit for rent in a posh condo na super mura. Yun pala, kasi may kasamang wronged, vengeful spirit looking for revenge. That's why it's so cheap. It's dirt cheap.
Hey,
really,
yeah, but that's
nice neighborhood.
That's what happened to me. Like, the condo that I rented in QC.
Yeah.
Years ago, that I found out was inhabited by a spirit of a dead drug addict.
Oh, no.
It was the worst. I saw cockroaches come out of nowhere, like, under my bed. And then I check again. They're all gone. And the chair, like, moves by itself.
Oh, okay. It's
nuts.
Yeah.
And they were charging so much cheaper than all the other condo units.
See, that's why you have to wonder, right? Like, why is it so much cheaper? I mean, logic tells you if everyone's renting it for X amount, you should be thereabouts, you know, in the same general amount, right? But if they're selling it dirt cheap, you gotta wonder why.
The condo is fully furnished.
You gotta wonder why.
So well created. So, yeah.
And one last, usapang rent. During the years of, quote, drought, pag Christmas, ang request ko, imbis na gifts, ambag na lang ng cash para sa rent.
Para sa rent.
You know, this makes total sense. You know, from if I were the one asking or if I am the one giving, I would be so down for this. Imagine, you know, like, for example, a friend or a family member says, ambag na lang. And then hindi ka na bibili ng gift. You just give, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what we're doing today. If you want to join us, go ahead. Send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Usapang Rent in all your posts.
Yes, yes, yes. It is a vacation Tuesday today. So send in your messages. Lots of people sending in their messages as to where they're going, what trips they're going on, what they're watching. On 0961-1367-931 or at RX931 on X, only on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1, it is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. So, on Monday, Judge Michael Gaffey declared that jail is not necessary, sentencing Jonathan Majors to 1 year of domestic violence counseling instead.
Oh, okay.
Which I believe was the right way to go, I think. Because, I don't know, I just didn't feel that there was enough.
Okay.
Because I've been following the case.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, that is what the legal system is for. I mean, sometimes you disagree, but, you know, based on what they had, yeah, that's their decision.
Yeah. He was found guilty of one count of assault and one count of harassment.
Okay.
So, basically saying jail is not necessary. He could face up to 364 days in jail on the misdemeanor for the first complaint. But he surpassed that.
Okay.
So, well, good for...
Well, yeah. I don't know how, like...
People around him.
The ones who filed the case. I mean, the charges. I mean, the... What do you call it? The lawsuit. I don't know how they feel about it, but yeah. I mean, usually you can appeal it, but yeah. I mean, it's good news for Jonathan Majors. Yeah, I just don't know how the plaintiffs feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, remember Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Yeah.
Yeah. the one who got out of prison for killing her mother. She files for divorce.
Oh.
Remember that guy that she was posting with right after?
Right after, yeah.
Out of prison? Well, there you go. She's been falling apart so far. And the solar eclipse happened last night.
Right.
Last night.
That's the one that everyone was
talking last
about.
Night for us.
But
yesterday during the day.
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
Jungkook's girl sends us a video.
Oh, that's so cool.
Of the eclipse.
Oh, that's so nice.
So it's quite nice.
Yeah.
It's a bit cloudy though, but...
yeah, it would be great if it was clear. Yeah,
I wish we got to see it.
I know. Ours is the next time that we will encounter a solar eclipse in the Philippines is 2042.
2042?
Yeah. So, matagal pa.
Matagal. And in other news, 911. Have you heard of that show?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Oliver Stark, who is basically one of the police officers there, reacts to backlash over his character, Buck's bisexual storyline.
Yeah.
Hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to know that I truly don't care. This is a show about love and inclusion. If one other character finding a new facet of his sexuality and realizing his bisexuality is your deal breaker, I fear you're missing the entire point of the show. You're not required to announce your departure.
Exactly. Then don't watch it.
Don't watch it if you don't like it.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it is their right to announce their departure, but it's also your right to not care.
Yeah.
Right? Di mag-announce kayo. Done.
Which is great that he's able to just look at it like that.
Exactly.
And really stand up whatever community, all communities.
Can't.
Yeah.
You know, if papansinin mo lahat ng merong sasabihin about your content, you'll never make content. You might as well just stay home.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you just have to make peace with how the different people will support you, different people will not support you, some will even all out hate on you. You just have to deal with it.
Exactly. So there you go. That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. Only here on Summer's Hottest Monster, RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Let's say good morning to these texters. Farmer Sanchez, Amber, Sophia, Amara, Kath, hello to Arvin, PPP. And also saying good morning to Renz and Elmer Velasco. Hello to Sunday. Good morning, Sunday, from the land
down under
Kudasai.
Japan.
Early today for our niece's senior high welcome ceremony. Yeah, my gosh. Hello to Cyril. Good morning. Also saying what's up to, hang on, MC. There you go. Sencha, the code. The TMR life code.
Life in advance.
Hello to Melai. Good morning, Justin Sayana and Hody H. And also, sabi ni Hody H, allowed bang mag-visit today? Baka bawal since my guests. Not really.
No, go ahead.
Hello to Arlene.
Come on over.
Come on.
Tsaka ano yun, di ba meron ang ano, palaisapan na daw.
Ano? Ano yung palaisapan?
Sino ang
kasama? Ang kasama ni Hody H.
Pag bumisita sa
ko. We'd like to see that.
We'll see you later, Hody H.
Hello to Chinito Ken. And it's his flight to Bangkok. Mauna na siya for Songkran. And tabi-tabi sa mga akla sa seat sa plane.
Well, yeah.
Up in
Songkran.
Make way for Chinito Ken. He's on the way, okay? Yon Tifian says, happy holiday Tuesday sa mga normal people. And a happy Tuesday grind, beautiful DJs. Thank you. Hello to Remed Reason. And a good morning to... Give me a second. Mark Cuenca. Hello to Ariza. Saying hi to her family in Singapore. Kuya Mao at the Mako. Marky and Marcus. Juice Plank also says, went to Mahabang Parang yesterday, pero di na ako nakaabot ng Antipolo kasi ang init.
super
inip
yesterday.
I mean, yesterday. It's just
I was
crazy.
Walking around and it was oppressive.
We tried the Halo Halo place.
Oh, you did?
From like around your area.
Yeah, how
yesterday,
did you like it?
We ordered it here in the office.
Yeah, was it very similar to the other popular one?
Quite similar in the
it's
sense that they're both very creamy.
Very
the ice itself.
It's very fine.
It's, not just fine, but it's not water. You know, it's not like ice made from water.
It's
like
ice made from
the flavor like, that you're ordering.
Yes.
So in that sense, yes. But the one that we ordered yesterday, smaller lang siya in size compared to the other one that we normally order from.
Yeah.
But yeah, good.
How did you like it?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I had the, parang the special.
Kami split and decision.
Kasi I was thinking maybe I should, I was wondering kung magmamais konyelo na lang ako yesterday. May
right.
mais sila
meron,
na flavor.
Meron.
Yeah. Our boss got four cheese. May four cheese flavor sila.
I wanna try the green and white thing.
Matcha?
No.
Buko pandan?
Buko pandan. There you go. That looked good.
That's my order naman for Friday. Because I also ordered yung the bee.
Yeah.
I ordered that for my friends because I'm seeing my friends
right,
Friday.
Right.
So I'm ordering for everyone. And I'll make the balikbayans like taste
test. Exactly. That. You should have like a taste test.
Video,
kailangan
no?
dami naman.
Dami
no,
kung
tigalawa. Pero, I mean, sorry. Kung
di naman. Tag-iisa lahat.
But that would be, or maybe,
I think I
or
ordered
half.
Like 12 or order maybe more.
Half.
No
way.
Like literally I ordered one for each
one
person
for each, yeah.
And so yeah, pero iba-ibang flavor. And I ordered buko pandan for myself because that's the one that I got last and ang sarap niya. Can I just say
right.
I might prefer it dun sa yung siksik na madaming laman.
Yeah.
I like kasi yung maraming laman na halo-halo, but there's also something about yung buko pandan simplicity.
Yes.
That you just get to enjoy the milky buko-y flavor, coconutty flavor. I like it so much.
One of those X accounts na parang alam mo yung mga puro mga interesting stuff lang yung pinapost.
Yeah.
They had one recent post ang ano nila makapuno. And it's like makapuno.
Makapuno.
Tapos inaano nila na yun nga na it's a certain kind of coconut na ano ba siya? Parang magulang na or something?
I'm not sure, but kasi I prefer nata over Macapuno.
Macapuno. Tapos everyone was in the comment section were so grossed out. Kasi they said, kasi ba when you open the actual coconut with the Macapuno, there's this like viscous white liquid inside.
Sipon.
Siponish.
Siponish.
They didn't quite
get it.
Say that it looked like sipon. They said it looked like something else. But yeah, people were grossed out. God. They were like, is that?
Stop.
And then people were like, in the comment section, yung mga siyempre, mga Pinay parang like, hello, super common sa amin.
Yeah. And
sa kanila,
also,
something exotic.
A very popular halo-halo variant. If you're not gonna order like your usual halo-halo, yung heavy on ube.
Yes.
Ako naman, between heavy on ube and heavy on buko, I will always choose heavy on buko.
That's what I got, the ube. That's long ago. Because I like ube.
Wait. Did you get the ube ube or the ube ube ube?
That one.
You extreme ube?
Yeah, the extreme ube. The
you
ube,
love
ube,
ube, ube that much?
I love ube.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy ube every now and then, but I don't think I will order something that's like extreme ube. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like.
Try mo yung buko pandan next time.
I will.
No, actually, we should order from the B.
The B.
Kasi yung na-order natin si ano, THS.
Yeah. THHS.
Pero nakatakim ka na rin naman ng The Bee. Hindi mo na maalala because remember we ordered it here.
Yeah. No, I got kasi the ano, yung ano
yung
nila.
Usual.
Yung usual.
We got the same thing.
The P. The P of the
Bee. The clues.
The P of the Bee.
If you know, you know. Okay? I mean, these are like the It Halo Halo brand.
For now, no? Parang
ngayon.
They're so ano nga, they're the
go-to.
The reigning queen.
The fact na sold out and like you have to find a slot na available and usually the readily available slot will be like 2 days from like the day you're looking at it.
Kasi nga it's a weird because diba the THHS diba it's in our village. So I was like when you told me about it I was even like where is that? I live there. I don't even know where it is. So we kind of had to like research. We had to Google it. Nasakakatawa din sa Facebook nila. Ang dami actually na like one star. Sabi ko, oh no, what happened? Tapos it turns out, kaya sila puro one star. Kasi they're like, sold out. We want to. It's not because it's not good. It is.
Like, hindi nila matry.
Hindi nila matry because there are so many people and they're saying,
oh my God.
Yung isa, 1 hour and a half na
naghintay
bago dumating. Kasi nga, they were swamped. Especially with, di ba pag nagva-viral ka, parang, you get swamped.
Pero alam mo ba, before si B brand became a thing, parang hindi ako usual halo-halo eater.
Yeah.
Like, I would rarely eat halo-halo.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year or less. Ganon. Ganong levels yung pag-order ko ng halo-halo.
Kahit nga ano lang, yung CK.
Ako yung R dati.
Ako, kami sa CK, yun.
Hindi yung magusto yung parang type na yung KR. Kasi yung KR
before,
parang plain eh.
Before. Dati yun yung parang go-to ko. Pero kasi nga parang medyo like, that was our go-to, yung CR. So, di na try din. Tapos meron pa si MW.
Ay, hindi ko alam yun.
Ay, classic yun. Yun ang pinaka-classic. 70s pa yun. Oh, there's one in
Meron
Rockwell.
Meron pa?
Meron sa Rockwell.
Oh.
And Green Hills. Meron din sa Green Hills.
Okay.
Yung MW, that's the classic, like, 70s halo-halo. 60s, 70s.
Apparently, sikat din yung halo-halo. MI na halo-halo.
Oh, really?
I've never tried it.
Yung MI kasi, I'm pretty sure, very ano yan, very CK. Ay, meron din yung ano. Meron, meron din yung KJ.
Ano yung KJ? Ay, oo. Meron nga din daw
I
yan.
I have tried.
Patong usapan.
Para tayo. Para tayo blind.
Pero halo-halo. Mukhang tanga.
Saan ka naman nakahanap ng blind item?
Pero halo-halo.
Si MJ at saka si CK.
Ang ganda. Ano, wala niyo na ba mga kamarites? I cannot. Sabi ni
Yon Tefian. Bakit merong blind item?
May mahula ka sila. O, Yon Tefian, correct.
Correct.
Tama yung B, tsaka tama si THHS.
Tsaka parang Twitter, dapat merong, ay, mga me, row 4 ako today. Di ba pag hindi nila mahulaan? So sabi nila, row 4 ako today.
O, si HODH, meron din sinasabi, masarap din yung halo-halo sa IB.
IB?
IB.
I.
Sabi ni Enrich, ang yummy ng mga blind item. Literally.
IB?
Oo nga, tinatype na niya. Ah!
Oh, ay, hindi. Oh, okay, that's their
cream.
Main.
Ice cream. Ano naman siya,
that's
diba?
Their main.
Oo, so. Oh, naku, Marky, huli ka na sa balita. Mga halo-halo blind items.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
We had a whole conversation about halo-halo.
I was kind of listening to it.
Literally, like, just with initials. O, sabi ni Elmer, R at CK lang ang alam ko.
R at CK, oh.
Alam mo, Elmer, huli ka sa balita kasi yung B, napaka-viral yan.
Saka
matagal yung, na since ano pa yan.
At saka yung KJ, they're also ano, like, may push sila sa advertising.
Ako ang favorite ko. I still have to say B. Si B ang favorite ko. Especially the buko, the pandan. Masarap din yung buko fruit salad, pero lagi siyang out of stock.
Ikaw, Chico, T?
For now?
THHS. Or mas gusto mo pa yung classic?
Both. Oh, yung dalawang bago. Pero gusto ko rin yung classic kasi.
Ako full on CK.
Have you tried B? And have you tried THHS?
Teka muna. Ano to mga ibang brands?
Ano ba yan? Yan nga yung mga sikat ngayon.
Okay.
And the other one is yung malapit sa kanya.
Yung sa village
in the area.
Namin.
Which we had yesterday. We ordered in the office.
Hey, parang okay. Let's try that out. But there's also a really good one now. It's not necessarily like Filipino halo-halo. But it's like a old style halo-halo.
Wakay juicy di pa-coffee. THHS. Correct. MI? Correct. CK? Correct. R? Correct. Ano yung B?
B? Oh, kasi
ko na,
bago yun.
Sasagutin kita.
Sagutin mo na.
Oo. Kasi nahulaan mo. Very good ka. May assignment ka dun sa the rest of the blind items.
Mga blind item
na. Oo.
Na-try
yun na MI. Sabi ni Chito. Kaya yun nga hindi pa, no? I haven't
tried MI. Pero yung KJ na try ko na. Kasi one time, like, we need... Eh, kasi meron din sa Eastwood, so...
Anong pag sinasabi mo, KJ, naiisip ko, Kapuso Jessica. I swear! Parang, may tita pang halo-halo si Madam Jessica.
KMJS naman siya. Kapuso mo, Jessica Sanchez.
Ang labo!
Kapuso mo, Jessica Sanchez.
Pero very good kayo sa mga nakakuha ng mga blind item.
Pero yung MW, nakakuha nila. Kasi classic
wala.
Yun
eh. Walang nanghula nung MW. Hindi ko nga alam din yun
classic
eh.
Classic yun.
I've never heard of it.
It's a very popular ano before. Like way back in the 60s.
Nauna pa siya kay CK.
Ay, oo naman. Wala pang CK nung days na yun yung main parang puntahan ng... It's a restaurant. It's not a dessert. Pero yun yung parang sikat sa kanila.
Okay.
Yung MW. Na, meron pa rin silang newer version. Yun nga. Rockwell and Green Hills. They still have that.
Ako favorite ko din yung Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Sabi tuloy ni Mitch, ano ba yan? Craving halo-halo now.
Kasi ang init-init.
Ang aga. Gusto ng halo-halo.
Super perfect.
I'm okay. I love halo-halo. Don't get me wrong. But because of the ice cream, I tend to stay away from it these days. Have you tried Nine Fresh? Which is a style of halo-halo, but it doesn't have the ice cream. It's like a Singaporean style.
Mm.
Well, there are naman halo-halo na...
na walang ice
cream. Walang ice cream. You can specifically get the ones na walang ice cream. Yeah. And especially nga, with the ones na nauuso ngayon, it's so creamy already because the ice they use, hindi nga siya plain ice. Usually, the ice is like milk na ginawang ice which is your kalaban.
Kasi yung isa, yung sa Singaporean eme, it's actually like no milk or very little.
But kapag naghalo-halo kung walang milk, parang hindi fun.
That's why.
Takes out the fun, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi this one is like puro bean curd, puro mga taho, you know.
Ah.
So it's like soy.
Okay. Ay, nahulaan niyo yung Tifian, yung MW.
Sikat kasi yun. I mean.
Very good. Oh, no. Okay. Good job, yun, Tifian. Good job. Hello to John Carlo. Sabi niya, help! Napunta ako sa halo-halo cornic.
Corner. Maybe corner.
But cornic yung message niya. Ano yung B? Ang dami nagtatanong. Okay.
To be honest.
Ano, that bigyan na tayo ng free nito si Bia.
Sa inyo ko lang rin yun naman nalaman.
Can we order?
It was all over social media. The thing with B is you can't order it on the day. Usually, the next available slot is like 2 days from... Actually, no, because yesterday, we were supposed to order from B. And then, they checked and apparently, the next available slot was Thursday pa ata.
My God!
So, we were like, gusto na natin ng halo-halo. And then, somebody suggested THHS. Kasi nga parang medyo nagkakaroon na rin ng traction yung kanilang mga marketing stuff, diba? So, that's where we got our
halo-halo. Saan ba yung B?
And even THHS, wala siyang delivery. Like, we had to pay yung parang pabili service
right.
Saan ba yung B?
I think it's a Longshaw. Trouble ever.
Alam mo, sabihin mo sa boss, pag nagpa-order sa office, alam naman nila yung address ko.
Actually, kahapon, sasuggest ko na dapat, pahisundo na lang natin kay Chico yung mga halo-halo. Nandun lang naman siya. Baka gusto niya siya na mag-deliver.
Ginawa niyo pa akong delivery.
That's the one that's near you, right?
Tsaka ikaw yung ginamit ko to vouch for it. Kasi nga, when they mentioned it, wala pang nakaka-try.
Yes.
Tapos tinanong ni our boss asked, masarap ba yun? Sabi ko, well, according to Chico, yes.
Yeah.
So,
masarap naman siya.
It's called what?
THHS.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, enough halo-halo talk. Gusto namin ng halo-halo tuloy. Mm.
That's up, not down.
Yeah.
Sa area niyo.
I want.
Try ko next time.
Ay, nako. Anyway, sorry sa mga nagutom this early for halo-halo. Sabi niyo yung Tifian, ay nako, ang hirap nang wala sa Pinas tapos pinagka-crave ka ng halo-halo ng mga host.
I know, right?
Juice Blank, hello. And Sabadi, Mitch, and Rich, yun. That's it for greets for now.
And saying hi to a few people on X. Greeting, Nina Hidalgo. Just ko, I never thought pati halo-halo ma-blind item.
Only on TMR.
Only on TMR.
Ready, Ferdy says, secured our rent tickets for May 4. Excited to watch you, Marky. Oh, excited to have you watch the show. We had the Miss Saigon cast watch yesterday. And we were scared because that was our first audience. So we were like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? They're watching a rehearsal pa wala pang full on like set or whatever. They were in tears, which kind of made us all kilig.
Aww.
And like they even like sina Abigail, the si Kim from the Saigon, the Chris, the ones, they really enjoyed it. They said, oh my gosh, Filipinos really have it.
Wow. They're that's like, cool.
You're tooting your own horn. You're a Filipino too. Saying hello to Kiko Man Machine. Tuned in on this holiday Tuesday on my way to the booth in a bit. Oh, Kiko Man Machine's coming to the booth.
See ya.
Oh, wow. We're going to have a full booth today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not just with guests, but also with rushers. So come over, say hi. Hi to Juice Blank, who sends us a photo. Sa mahabang... Parang? What's this? Mahabang?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Parang yesterday, pero di na ako nakaabot ng tipolo kasi init. It's very hot. It's very, very hot. Junko's girl again sends us a photo and video of the solar eclipse.
Ay, wala kayo, sabi ni Junko's girl. Napa-order siya ng bingsu dahil sa halo-halo talk natin.
Well, it's the closest you can get.
Well, in the U.S., I guess, yeah. You know, yung easily available to her. It's not the same. We have our bingsu moments, though. Like, nagka-crave din kami for it. Specifically, yun naman ang pinupunta namin yung nasa P na mall.
Kami nun, pumunta pa sa P para lang dun sa...
Para dun sa M.
Dun sa M.
I love it. Blind item for halo-halo.
Alam mo, dapat we speak in like, codes na pag mga Christy, brand tayo na ma-mention.
Christy Fermin is shaking, yo. She is shaking. Hi to Maciel. Happy Bataan Day. Pa-birthday blend naman dyan. It's my birthday today.
Oh, Maciel! Okay. Happy birthday!
Also, saying hello to Nans, Totti Marie. Hi to Darwin Unisan. And for now, that's it for greets.
So we'll do blending for Maciel?
Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Maciel.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's
all right.
It for greets.
Thanking Nina Hidalgo for the topic. I mean, sorry. Because we are having... Rent, the Rent cast, some of them today. We are doing hashtag Usapang Rent. Let's start off with Designer Dad.
Number 10.
True story, we left Manila because the rent was so expensive. Bought a house here in Cavite, and our monthly amortization is the same amount we pay rent in Manila, but we get to own it in the future, and the space is triple. With peace, fresh air, and quiet.
You know, there's something about, like, the air outside Metro Manila.
Yeah.
I guess it's the non-polluted air that we enjoy. Pero it's not kasi as mainit. Alam mo yon? Kasi dito, even if may wind, mainit pa din.
And they're saying talaga, if yung in this generation... Yung mga, if they want to build a house, dun ka na talaga.
Outside Metro Manila yes. Na. Kasi it's crazy.
Sometimes like, not even by choice anymore. Yun na lang talaga yung, number one, dun na lang meron. Two, yun yung afford mo. Kasi yung konti na meron pa dito are already exorbitant.
And even the condos here are ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculously expensive.
Like if you buy now, those that aren't even like built yet, yung mga pre-selling ngayon, my gosh. Insane.
At saka like ang liliit no, like one bedroom nasa
di ba there's a 10, building 15M. They're building this like, they're building this new condo across my condo yeah. My gosh, ridiculously expensive, you like know, nasa 20 plus
my gosh,
it's insane.
Sabi ko pa 10-15 and I was
some are like nasa 20 plus
and those aren't even like super
luxury.
Posh,
I like don't even know why they're so expensive.
You know, I really think I was at the precipice of this kind of pricing. Nabuti inabutan ko pa yung affordable pa ng regular mortal na tao.
You know
yung
what?
Price.
I specifically it's in insane. Certain areas ha. Like of course if it's a business district like Ortigas,
Makati,
like Makati,
BGC.
Mahal talaga. Pero I remember before, when I, you know, couldn't afford yet. Si Hannah kasi, my bestie, is a broker.
Yeah.
So, there was a time they were selling this building na matagal nang nakatayo ngayon in Ortigas. Pero at the time, tinatayo pa lang siya, pre-selling. Okay. And I remember, like, it was probably like just a little over $1 million for pre-selling.
What?
Pre-selling. And she was telling me at the time, this is gonna go up in value once it's built. Remember, this will like triple or more in the future.
$1 million lang?
Mga around this, around. Definitely not 2. Alam mo yun? Mga 1.5.
1 point something.
If you, alam mo yun, nare-realize ko lang talaga, if I had the money then, if I got a unit, pwede mong hindi naman tirahan, parent mo lang, diba? And bumalik na yung money sa'yo by now, kung bumili ka nun. Ganon, ganong level. So parang, my gosh. If only.
Hello, yung ano, yung super, when you're, if you're really smart about it, the ones who's renting our house, they actually have a condo. Imagine, our, yung sa amin house, ha, like a two-story house. And then they have a condo, like a regular condo. And they're renting it for the same amount.
That they're renting that your they're house. Renting.
So it's like, it's
which free. Is in also a really nice village.
And super, super sila yung, kita yon for them. Because they're where they're living now is huge.
A huge
it's
upgrade
a full house.
From like the condo.
One is
yeah.
like a unit in a condo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like, so if you're smart, you can really like make things happen.
Totoo.
Right? And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number 9.
True story, when Airbnb was just first catching on in the PH, I renovated our condo unit for Airbnb hosting. Nationality. Guy rented it for 2 months.
Mm.
Pag check out niya, sira-sira yung bagong furniture, ginulo lahat.
That's horrible.
Trash everywhere, never again.
That's why yung iba, diba, the whole CCTV thing. But, diba, sabi ni Baby Whale, hindi na yata
bawal
pwede.
Na. Kasi bawal hello, na siya.
Pero at the same time, maintindihan mo rin why if you're renting your, you know, your place and you don't know these people, parang minsan you're like, I just need to know that it's not like I'm gonna watch you and be like a perv or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just for security purposes in case nga na mangyari yung ganyan.
That's, you know, that's what happened with my condo before because I used it as an Airbnb when I started off with my condo. I remember one of the first few people who stayed over, I think broke the bottom part of my TV. Like the...
How?
The stand.
Oh.
Because I got back and initially it was fixed, right? The stand was fine. It wasn't destroyed. But then when I got back and checked it, parang there was like a glue.
Oh. So they tried
to
fix it.
So they went and had it fixed. But still,
they
it's
damaged
not the
it.
Same.
Yeah, of course.
And they didn't...
They
tell
didn't
us.
Inform
they
you.
They didn't inform us.
Of course, because baka i-charge mo and, di ba, they'd pay more. But
actually,
that's
mahirap that. pag long lease. I think somebody rented, you know, parang ganun, a month dun sa Airbnb ni Baby Will. Ang ginawa lang niyang deal is like, we have to check. Like every 2 weeks.
You come over.
Sisilipin lang namin if everything's okay just to make sure that...
But see, the thing though is, when it comes to that, if it's a long lease, how can you tell if it's out of negligence versus just, alam mo yun?
Dumb luck.
Hindi. Tsaka parang, kumbaga, it's lived in. So you know what I mean? Obviously, there will be
lived in is fine. Yung damage.
Hindi, pero parang, minsan kasi din yung damage comes with it being lived in. You know what I mean?
Hindi
naman siya intentional, pero minsan, you know, just
yung sa amin kasi it's more of ano, like 1 month lang naman.
Ah, so hindi naman siya talaga hindi, lived
pero,
in.
Pero di ba usually kasi pag Airbnb, 3 days.
Yeah, a week at
so,
most.
So, relatively longer, pero hindi naman yung like, kunyari.
Pero may ano ba, may like damage or anything?
Hindi nga, wala nga. Wala kasi naman. Kasi nga mag-check ka.
Oo.
Pero diba, dapat may ganun para they don't like, yung malalaman mo pag wala na sila.
Diba ganun naman, pa, medyo normal yata yun sa ibang places, yung inspection.
Well, yeah. Tsaka yung, you know, you tell us when.
You're right.
We're not going to show up unannounced. Like, tell us where, when, yung, and we're not going to stay. We just want to make sure, kumpaga, just for our protection.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure
just
that.
Checking the property.
That hindi naman sinira-sira niyo na yung mga furniture and all that. And from Coco Hernandez.
Number 8.
Ito very, what we were talking about this already. We touched on this. Coco says, from humble addresses with rooms like a sardine can to a big house in a decent neighborhood. Pero walang nagbago, umuupa pa rin ako. Owning real estate near CBD has become unattainable for the average employee.
Mm.
Ang hirap na talaga. And totoo yun, look, it's not just a thing that younger people say. It really is true.
Yeah.
Yung generation ng parents.
I think millennial onwards, medyo
onwards,
pahirapan na.
And pag tinanong mo yung mga parents ng mga millennials, they'll tell you that during their time, just to have a good, decent paying job,
and
it was workable.
And you'll be able to achieve it.
Kahit condo lang, di ba? Like, I remember during the time when I was paying for my condo, most of my friends were also paying for condos. And we all had different varied jobs. And wala namang super kaduper rich sa amin. Parang everyone was just getting it from their salaries.
Yeah.
And being able to live a decent life. So, posible siya before. Parang ang hirap na.
Ang hirap na na.
Nowadays, so tough. So tough.
And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number 7.
Usapang rent. Until now, nandito pa rin sa akin yung... Ito, ibang klaseng rent ha. Nandito pa rin sa akin yung mga narentahan kong videos years ago. Kasi yung rental shop na raid nung bago ko isole.
Ah, okay. Understood.
Kanya na yun. Kanya na yung mga videos. Di ba? So, wala nang kukuha nun. Wala nang kukuha nun.
Or I've heard of some people who rented videos and the shop closed down.
So wala na, wala kang pagbabalikan.
Because yeah. My aunt used
yours
to work.
Na.
My sa aunt na used to work at the like video store. Have you heard of Sonics?
Yeah, I think so.
Back in the day.
No, ano ko, Video City na yung
DCA.
I remember. And
Sonics
yeah.
was in the really near like Forbes and Dasma Village.
Sonics.
It was like where Starbucks is there now.
Ano to, DVD era or like VHS era?
VHS
era.
Era, like early 90s.
Wow.
My aunt used to work there, so that was a thing.
Classic.
And coming from Juice Blank.
Number 6.
Usapang rent, dapat laging nagbabayad ng renta tuwing due date. Cash lang po. Bawal yung quote in kind.
Kaya nga.
Nangati yung likod ko. Dahil dun sa talaheb, dun the last time na nagbayad ka in kind.
No, Juice
Blank.
No! Uy, pero yung cash, parang feeling ko rare yon. Kasi diba, it's mostly PDCs. And that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's... Well, I don't know if pag house ha. Kasi pag condo, I would say 95%.
I think now nga, bank
PDCs,
transfer.
PDCs, for sure.
Pwede na rin.
Hindi. If you're just about to rent a place, yung tipong you're gonna... ano pa lang, start your contract. Hindi ka makakapag-start unless you have your checking account.
Yeah. No, for us, I guess, we can...
Unless pag rent, yung tipong matagal mo ng tenant, diba? Like me, I just do fund transfer.
No, and for us, even if let's say bagong... Well, two things, kilala namin.
Mm.
And two, we're literally like, our houses are attached. So, hindi
so
man
wala, ka namang,
wala ka namang
mapupuntahan.
So, yeah, it's usually bank transfer.
Pwede mong katukin anytime.
And coming from JP Losopo.
Number 5.
Usapang rent, there was this chocolate fountain that I rented. Turns out, it only works kapag malabnaw yung liquid. We tried chocolate, we tried cheese, and it wouldn't flow. Ang ending, iced tea yung nilagay na.
Oh my gosh.
Sa chocolate fountain.
What?
Iced tea.
Became an iced tea dispenser. Very messy.
Iced tea chocolate fountain.
How?
Iced tea fountain.
Tatapon-tapon yun dun sa sides.
That's funny.
Ugh, that's useless. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 4.
Usapang rent, the apartment I rented was on the 19th floor. And dun sa advertising niya nakalagay, our building has an elevator. What they didn't say was if it was a working elevator.
Oh no.
She had to climb to the 19th.
19th floor.
Oh, that is insane.
Oh, the past 2 days, I think. Parang this weekend lang. Yung dalawang elevator ng condo, under maintenance. So, can you imagine the number
just
of
one elevator.
We had, kasi we have 4. So, two elevators were under maintenance. So, we only had two for like the entire weekend. So, basically, hindi ako halos lumabas during the weekend because the yun, the one time na I had to go down, I was like, oh my God, ang may pila. Tapos dalawa lang yung gumagana. So,
and once your unit becomes really old, I mean, not the unit, the building. In our case,
dumadalas
one,
yung ganyan.
Hindi lang. We have to replace.
Wow.
Full elevators.
And it will cost parang 3 point something million. And did you know na kayo yung maghahati-hati doon?
Yeah. Sa yung...
So, for the next, I don't know how many years, meron kaming extra 3K every month.
Really?
Just for the
kung
elevator.
May bagong elevator?
Yes.
Everything.
Because apparently, we always thought na, hindi ba yung building, hindi pala. It's the tenants.
Yeah, the homeowners.
Like, we have... three elevators, and there's always one elevator that's broken. So we only have two elevators going up and down. And it's really annoying because there's only one that goes to all the floors.
Ah, talaga?
The other two half-half.
Parang dito. Parang, di ba, the elevators yes. here, hindi siya all going
pero
to the same
floor.
Pero
six yung elevators dito eh. Or like, four. How many? Four now.
Well, plus one, the service elevator. So five.
Kami, dalawa lang. So you can imagine how stressful it is.
Yeah.
And it reaches the point sometimes where we only have that one that goes to all the floors. And the other two are like off.
That's kind of crazy. Sa amin yung apat naman, they all make it to all the floors, you know? So usually on a regular day, good naman yung rotation. Alam mo yun, parang okay naman. Yeah, parang feeling ko mas mahirap yung ganun na half-half. Why?
Are there only four in the building? Aren't there six?
Yeah, but
I saw the ABC.
But a few of them aren't working.
Okay, alam mo, like, I really got confused.
No, you know why? Because for the longest time, only two are working.
Yeah.
On our side.
I was really like, I wanted to just step outside.
Kaya pala yung mukha niya. Yung mukha niya talaga parang na twilight.
Kasi alam mo, nung iniisip ko na, parang kang dalawa lang.
Hindi, kasi nga parang eliminated na yung beam. Hindi magumagana forever.
That one isn't working, the middle one.
Na.
But how about the other side?
That we don't know kasi hindi yun yung
hindi baka five.
Baka.
And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number three.
Usapang rent, yung naging problem ko pag nagre-rent, I usually bring 2 bags of clothes lang and some basic appliances. And then after renting for several years at kailangan ko ng lumipat, it will always turn out 100%. Ang dami ko ng gamit at halos napuno ko na yung buong room. So you move in with practically nothing. But if you stay there for years, by the time it's time to leave, alam mo yung dami-dami mo ng gamit.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Relate.
We're just pack rats.
It's not just that, but like even with the big stuff, like furniture, for example, you move in, if you move to like an unfurnished unit or semi-furnished unit, syempre, ikaw yung bibili ng furniture mo, like your, you know, yung couch mo, yung dining table mo and all that. Tapos now, kunyari, naghahanap ka na ng bagong unit, it's so difficult because most units are fully furnished, so you're gonna have to sell. Or ipapapull out mo yung nandun sa fully furnished. Ililipat mo yung gamit mo.
True.
Which I don't know if that works.
Yun nga eh. Kasi
yun bang mga quote-unquote fully furnished, will they be open to like... Kasi what if hindi mo type yung furniture nila? Mo? Gusto mo yung furniture mo?
Eh kasi ang argument naman nila is, what if ayoko yung furniture mo?
Ay, di so, huwag ka nang magparenta. Bala ka dyan.
Di huwag ka magrent.
Totoo.
Ikaw lugi na.
But I think it also depends on how long you're staying. Because if you're staying a long period of time, then you can
they might
store
be more open to, like,
the furniture that they have there that you want to have switched. Like you're staying for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And move in your furniture.
Oh, that's true.
Move out their furniture and then move it back in when you're done. Take photos of how it looked like before and then revert it.
Ako nga nag-overnight kami sa hotel. Pinapalitan ko yung furniture, nagalit sila. Binenta ko yung furniture.
But do you know some people who bring their own sheets? I know some people who do that.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
When they check in sa mga, even if it's a hotel.
Hello, Barbara Streisand brings her own toilet seat. Wherever she goes.
Like, it's a screw pa. Yung tipong...
Yes.
Hindi na lang siya bumili nung...
No,
diba,
no,
you can buy the disposable ones na you put
she
over the...
She removes the toilet seat of wherever she goes and then installs the, her toilet seat.
But what if it doesn't fit?
I don't know, but that's what I read somewhere.
Siguro aalamin na nila yung specs before she checks in.
So she has multiple toilet seats?
Probably. She probably buys one for... I mean, she can afford it.
Probably like a Japanese toilet seat, no?
Pero ito I understand this. Pag kunyari guestings, if she gets on TV shows, she brings her own mic. She doesn't...
No, I mean, that's understood.
But, yeah.
For example...
Everything else.
What if she ends up going to the bathroom in a public... CR?
Well, that's siguro that's different.
But, baka doon dala niya na lang yung disposable. Meron siguro siyang...
And that happens rarely. I don't think she goes out and like...
That's true. Di ba nga, she doesn't really... Yeah.
I don't think she goes to malls and stuff.
There are like super rich people who are like that, no?
They don't need to. They can just have somebody buy it for them.
That's true. That's you know what I mean?
And from Victoriano.
Number two.
Usapang rent. Sa Baguio, one time, nag-rent ako doon ng murang underground room. So, pamura naman ito at maganda. And everything was fine until naikwento sa akin, doon pala natabunan yung mga anak ng landlord ko nung one time.
Oh my God!
That's horrible.
God!
And it's being rented out. I would leave immediately.
Actually, di ba may mga certain building na...
It's so scary.
I remember specifically, ano to, in Mandaluyong. Not sure which building though, but I do remember it was in the news na parang there was like some accident that happened and like killed multiple construction workers.
Oh my gosh,
if I remember correctly ha, I don't know, remind me guys. Pero matagal na yung news na yon. Of course, tinatayo pa lang yung building. So I don't know which building it is currently.
Okay.
Pero yeah, I'd be interested to find out. Kasi nga parang, I remember it was quite the, alam mo yun, the talk of the town when it happened.
That's what, and my, ano pa naman, my imagination goes haywire sometimes. Like when we went to that famous tunnel in Corregidor. The one that used to be like a Japanese torture chamber.
Oh, I remember
chamber.
That tunnel, yeah.
And it's supposed to be haunted. Kasi parang, imagine a tunnel, pero on the sides are like...
Tapos yung dulo may parang some cannon or whatever.
Parang ganon, pero on the sides of the tunnel, di ba usually closed yun, are like jail cells.
Yes.
And little and even further tunnels that branches out. When I look inside and it's
feeling
dark...
Feeling mo may nakikita.
Hindi naman, pero...
Same vibe as Fort Santiago.
Ini-imagine ko yung what torture is
happening there. Yeah, di ba ganon din sa Fort Santiago?
Yes, I'm not a fan.
Did you hear about that torture that they used to do with the little drops of water that they basically look up for days on end and there's like a droplet of water that just drops on their forehead until natutunaw yung skull.
What?
So they just have to, they're in a small enclosed space and they would put their head up and there would be a drop of water dropping in the same exact spot.
Every...
On their forehead for like days on end.
Oh my God.
Until it goes through their skull.
What the heck?
That was what the Japanese used to do.
The Chinese version naman is the bamboo torture. They tie you to parang like a rack. And then they will plant bamboo underneath you, which grows very fast. To the point that the bamboo will pierce your body.
Oh,
you will be
God.
Impaled. Pero at the rate of the growth of the plant.
That's insane.
So, di ba yung dulo ng bamboo when it's growing, it's like a little spear. So, it'll eventually like hit your back and then it'll bore itself, impaling yourself.
How long?
In the bamboo.
Like how many days? Like
mabilis
weeks?
Lang ang bamboo eh.
So,
that's, yeah. And then before you know it, you're impaled and you're dead.
That's hardcore.
It grows into you.
Why are we talking about these?
It's so, alam mo, today's so random. From halo-halo to like
torture.
Bamboo torture.
Bayan.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Usapang rant comes from Rhyme and Reason.
Rhyme and Reason says,
as a lessee, lalandiin ko na lang yung landlord ko hanggang jowain niya ako. This technique is also known as rent to own. Kasi pag ginawa mo na yung landlord, oh, di sayo na
soon it'll be yours.
This will be mine. Yan ang rent to own. Yan ang tinatawag.
Yan ang plot ng musical mo.
Oh, oh.
Rent to own the musical by Chico. Oh, that's why.
Right?
Imagine who will play your landlord. Si PA.
Pwede. Pwede yun. Who knows, right? Seems like I can't pay my rent.
And the baby Chico.
Hindi pwede.
Bakit?
Yeah. Ano lang? Hindi, ano lang?
Hindi, kunyari papalayasin ka na ni PA.
Oh, Mr. Landlord. I don't seem to have the cash right now. Maybe there's some other way I can pay my rent.
My God! Eh, if it doesn't work, paano?
Hey.
Oh, we got the baby Chico.
Sounds like a gopher.
Like a mom. Landlord PA.
Oh my God, talaga Landlord PA.
Right, di ba? Para mo na ako. Saan ako papalutin?
Nakaka-guilty eh.
Nakaka-guilty. Nakaka-awa. Tapos with those like puss in boots eyes. Oh diba?
God. Yung quivering can, ano?
Quivering lips. Tapos may, tapos isusuot ko yung ano ko, yung mga bunny mittens ko para.
Pangit. Pero you're full grown.
Bunny mittens. Yung parang oh, ano. Oh. Oh,
as a 36-year-old.
As a 36-year-old. Sige. Wearing bunny mittens. Mm.
And something like that.
It's funny to hear what goes on in Chico's head.
Yeah. Oh,
the fantasy.
The fantasy. Yeah. But like in real life, tatakbo lang yun.
Oh, in real life, ano
in bahul. Real life, bahul.
Hey, ano parang,
what's
so,
up?
How are you?
How are you?
Thank you for guesting.
Very bad.
Hey, ano, thank you for guesting.
Very suave. Uh-oh. Gets?
Ganon, ganon. Ganon lang. Paano lang tayo? Paano? Pa-pick me. And
buti alam mo.
Pa-pick me lang tayo. Ganun. Pick me bunny. And so we have another batch coming right up. Usapang rent. If you want to join us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Usapang Rent in all your posts.
On the monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
We have more from the text line 0961136793131. Good morning to John Carlo, who says, Kagutom, OMG. Of course, yeah. Lilo Boy also says, good morning, mga seasons of love. Watch out. That's happening in just a little bit. Hello to Lilo Boy. Cora Tolentino says, may I request for a birthday blend? It's my birthday today.
Okay. We'll mark that when Marky comes back.
Sabi niya, I'm 55 years old.
Napaka-70s ng 55.
Been a silent rusher since 19. Thank you so much for making our mornings wonderful before we tackle our day's work. So noted. Let's greet Cora later. Also saying good morning to Juice Blank and yung boses ni Baby Chico, katunog ng gulong ng pushcart to Save More. yung hindi na lang isan.
Hindi na lang isan.
Hello to hi to Gabrielle Imenzo. Chichi says, good morning. Sa sobrang lutang ko today, nag-entry ako sa topic yesterday. Na-realize ko lang after listening to the first batch. Favorite niya din daw si B when it comes to halo-halo. And may pinapatry siya sa atin. A. Where we had dinner when we watched Janet Jackson. That restaurant.
Oh!
Didn't we?
Yes, we did!
We had
halo-halo. We did! Si Hazel may pamayawang pa. We did!
your face. Sabay na sabay tayo dun sa realization na, hindi!
Nakakainis yung may pamewang. Bakit may pamewang?
Napaka-lola.
Napaka-lola.
Yes, we did. We had that. Exactly that. We ordered it.
Saka, ang ganda kasi para siyang hagdan. Yung, try nyo din daw yung A. Di ba yung kinainan natin naman sa Janet?
We did! Nag-order nga kami nun.
Oo.
Halo-halo kami. Oo.
Hati-hati pa tayo. Ako steady lang yun.
Ako din.
Not great. Sucks. I mean, okay lang.
Compared to mga B and the others.
B, THHS.
Mm-hmm. Baka kasi steady dahil hati lang tayo.
You know what I super miss?
What?
Like, this used to be my go-to HH. Ay, halo-halo. Bakit tayo nagko-confirm?
Grabe.
Pati yung halo-halo, binablay na.
Okay lang yan.
May favorite ko na HH. W.
I don't think I've ever tried that.
Oh my gosh. Before, pag yung, kasi diba, hey,
kasi after, ano yun eh, after na, a night
not,
out.
I was a party animal once upon a time.
And that's where we go because it's open 24 hours.
All the time. 24 hours. There used to be one here in
Jupiter,
C5.
Jupiter yung alam ko.
Ako C5. Oh my gosh. Like, matik. Like, after a night out.
HH.
HH sa W. Kasi, well, plus they have food rin naman.
Ako may food, yeah. We'd eat after.
If you
usually.
Want something... Di ba yung... Tama ba? Like, they even have yung mga... The staple recovery food.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like mga arroz caldo,
yes,
or something. Di ba,
have.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yun. Tapos
ay,
I would always have...
Ay, nakapunta ako dun sa C5 once.
Yes.
Hindi, kasi matagal
way
na
back,
po. Matagal na sira yun. Pero, yeah, I remember. Inabutan ko yun.
So, okay. I would order... Usually nga, ganun. After drinking, I would order AC tapos HH sa W.
AC.
Arroz caldo.
Speaking in codes.
With E.
Apparently
AC with E.
Your egg.
Nakakairit.
Ako kasi ang usual order ko dun, parang tea.
Papa?
Oo. Oh. I swear. Nakakabwisit. Hello to Edward Villona and Edrickin says, good morning. Top 3 of season 16. Tayo yung
tatlo yun?
Huh?
Who's who? Tayo? Ikaw na, ano ka na eh. Nas na,
ako na si Anna. Shut up. Shut up. I will hit you.
Diba?
As Pina morphine. No! I'm Mirage. I'm Mirage.
Mirage. Oh, sige, sige. Maganda
kaya si lang early out si Mirage eh. Pero,
I'm very, kunyari lang nga tayo. You're very, ako feeling ko ikaw si Safira. Si,
Marky
Plain,
you're Nymphia.
I am so Nymphia.
Actually, in terms
even
of
ugali,
personality, you know, during their interviews, yung last episode, I loved Safira's interview kasi feeling ko, I resonate with her. Yung parang she was like, you know, I embrace me when I'm like fabulous, when I'm fierce. I embrace me when I'm a bitch. I embrace me when I'm, you know, like this, like that. Like, I embrace me, period. Yeah. I was like, queen.
No, exactly.
Slay.
Very, very Safira ka. Very queen energy. Very like, you know.
This is me.
Oo. Tapos Marky naman, the shady, plain Jane. Tapos ako yung very like, oh, I'm having a hard time with this. Pero biglang pagdating sa ano.
Pak!
Pak!
Yung parang, banana.
Biglang pagdating sa ano.
Slay! Boogs!
Very me.
Very you nga.
Very me.
Kasi parang with Nymphia.
Well, plus yung pagiging oddball, it's also very
and
me.
I also feel like it's not, yeah, sometimes it is intentional, like she plays down her strengths, but at the same time, I also feel there is something
merong
very real
tala.
About it na, you know, maybe a factor yung where she grew up, how she grew up, ganon.
Easily.
Probably.
So, yeah.
So, okay, that's us na.
Very us
na. Ano, period. Huwag na nating baguhin na. Kasi, baka may ma-block.
So, namang si QOF?
Alam mo, Geneva Carr.
Ito namang si L.A.?
Si L.A.
Lip-sync ka sa...
As morphine, yes. Alam mo, morphine na lang ako kung di rin lang ako si Safira or Mirage.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-mm. Sige ka, Geneva Carr ka talaga. telling you. Tapos si Marky si Migami.
Hindi ako pwedeng Geneva Carr. Wala nga akong buhok sa legs.
Wala.
Wala.
Hello to John Paolo. Good morning. Mga K-clips just watched online in the U.S. Nakakamangha talaga. Looking forward to our own solar eclipse in 2042. At kakanta tayo ng Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Turn around. Hello to Ronaldo Quino, Edricans. Oo nga, si Chico si Nymphia. Sabi niya.
I'm very Nymphia, I have to say.
Sino si Ella Nymphia?
Alam ko yung pangalan. Bold star ba yan?
Sabi naman ni Butterbaby. Geneva Cruz ka na, anak ng Pasig. Hello to Renz. And good morning also to, sabi ni Kenneth Kim. So 54 ka na daw. 54? You mean 56 in 2040? Ay, hindi. 2042. So tama.
Ano? 36 pa rin. Ano ba kayo? Don't you know basic math?
By now.
Chico math?
Oo. 36 for Evs.
Yes.
The voice kids daw si Ella Nymphia, sabi nila.
Ah, okay.
Jerick says, have you guys tried Halo Halo from M?
M.
I don't know. I don't even know where that is. Or if that's even a restaurant.
I don't know.
I'm not
familiar with M.
Mateo says, good morning sa mga may pasok ngayon. Double pay naman, kaso need ko ng pahinga.
Super miss ko, sobrang, naalala ko pa yung glass na ginagamit ng W for their HH.
Mm.
Ano siya, tall, narrow glass. Hindi siya, di ba usually pag HH, medyo wide yung glass.
Yeah.
Kasi nga maraming laman, di ba?
Yes.
Yun, I remember, it would always be in a very tall. So palang perfect for one serving. Hindi siya masyadong madami. Saktong-sakto lang. And TBH, I don't know if masarap siya talaga or huge, na-associate ko lang siya kasi with like night outs.
Yeah.
And usually when you're like parched and hungry and like hungover, parang ang sarap niya extra.
You know, I have a question. Kasi I have this memory of going to like an after party breakfast place with a bunch of like XRX people. In Makati also, but we didn't go to W. We went to this other place, yung may fondue. Were you there?
S-I.
What's S-I? Yeah! P-O-S-I.
Yes,
diba?
Yes, yes. Oh, that's a classic
there?
Too. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I also go there all the time. It's one of my faves.
Alam mo ba?
Baka.
May branch yan in Manila. T-O-S-I.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar, but they have, I don't know if that's the OG branch. It might be because
we
it's
go
like,
to the
it's
one
in an old neighborhood in
like
Manila.
Antipolo.
Ang alam ko yung sa Manila, like somewhere around Paco, Manila.
Okay,
like para
okay,
siyang,
okay.
Para siyang ano, very aesthetic, very
yeah.
Like ganun. I remember going on a date there before. My ex took me there. Tapos, we had fondue. Tapos, naalala ko yung parang, syempre, ano pa ako nun? I was like, hello. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking the cheese fondue would taste one way, but it tasted so different. And I was like,
oh.
Alam mo yung I didn't enjoy it.
Why?
Because I was expecting it to taste like parang Mexican vibe na cheese sauce. Ganun yung naiisip
okay,
ko sa
okay.
Kanya. But syempre, it's a different type of like cheese, right?
Really raclette, di ba?
Oh. So parang medyo medyo exotic yung
medyo
flavor compared
sharp.
To your typical, yeah. Oh. Compared to your typical like baguette cheese. So when I tried it, I was like, tapos napasu pa ako kasi yung ino. Mm-hmm. But anyway, wala lang. Fond memories.
Kala ko napasu ka sa pag-ibig.
Yeah! Yun din.
Kala ko napasu ka sa pag-ibig.
But I wanna go back to TOSI,
ha?
I haven't been there in so long.
I miss
long.
It. Super
it's
miss.
It's the one in Makati.
Favorite
sa open.
Yun. I don't know. Sa may ano yun eh, Manila Pen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Behind.
Sa likod.
Behind. Exactly!
Super fave!
Oh, and I wonder if even like the Manila version is still open. Kasi parang gusto ko dun sa Manila para magre-reminis ako kasi nga dun yung ano. Diba? May date. So, anyway.
Ang yung pinupuntahan namin niya.
The one in Makati still open.
Sa Antipolo.
But hindi, I've never been to
tapos
the Antipolo.
Tapos ano pa, like it's very
branch.
Scenic when you go there. Parang nasa may cliff. So you're overlooking like trees and mountains and stuff.
I wonder if that's still open, the one in Antipolo.
I'm not sure.
Because when you
though.
Google it now, ang lumalabas yung the one in Makati.
Hindi, tinama yung branches.
Makati lang yung lumalabas. Ay, baka yun na lang yung...
Baka oh, wala na.
Oh, the one in Manila still there. The one where I had my date back in the day.
Okay,
see, Makati, the one in Makati is still 24/7. And then there's one in Manila. That's the one that measure regular hours.
Okay, so...
So... Pero yeah, ang sarap ng ano doon, cheese fondue.
Yeah.
And other stuff. But
I'm,
yeah.
I'm looking for, like the other branches. Mm. Okay, TripAdvisor. O-S-I-M.
P-O. May V. Ah, the old.
Oh, sige,
S-I-M.
Sige. S-I-M. There's one in, yeah, there's one in Paco.
The
wala
one in,
na yung Antipolo. Okay,
wala
you know
na.
What?
Paco and ano
no!
na lang, Makati. We can
no.
go, you know what, we should go to the one in Paco. Kaya lang magdadrive malayo. So maybe just the one in Makati. So it's more, it's easier for us.
It's more.
Tapos pwede tayong mag hot chocolate sa ano.
Oh my God.
Sa MP.
Eh, meron din dyan eh. Meron din naman.
Sabi nila, pinagsasabi nyo.
Sa likod ng MP nga.
Sa likod ano. Ng MP, there is a building.
Alam mo.
Pwede kayong pumunta sa
lahat
T-O-S.
Sila, ito ha, lahat ng nakikita ko, walang T. OSI
lang.
O
sige, OSI lang.
OSI, tinan
mo
lahat.
O nga, the website din pala, OSI.
I know, the one na ang sinasabi ko na sa Antipolo is different. But ano? It's very similar. VCS.
Anong VCS?
Ano yung view? Yung VCS. Sige na, yun ang masar... Yun, we have to try.
I've been there!
It's so good!
I was there during the pandemic.
Yes.
I have photos!
View Chalet. Swiss restaurant.
Didn't I go there during the pandemic?
In wait, Antipolo. Wait. It's so good. That was our family.
Hello! I was there!
Yes! It's so good
it's
there!
It's in my... Feed!
Kailangan din natin puntahan yan. Ang sarap-sarap dyan.
But I would, I, masarap. Super I remember. Fake. I remember. I enjoyed them.
Yung mga rusty, mga, yes. My family would always go
masarap.
To
masarap. Tsaka maganda talaga, breezy, maganda.
Yes.
Pero medyo mahirap siya hanapin ah. Parang
yeah.
Sa like,
kasi nga medyo nasa
taas siya eh.
Winding road.
Yes,
and,
yes.
But diba the view?
Unfair. But si View Chalet may shout out. Sabihin na natin yung isa si Old Swiss. Para fair. In the spirit of fairness.
In the spirit of fairness. Pero very similar, right? Kasi nga sweet.
Yes.
Mga cheese-cheese. Oo.
Ang sa tsaka pang date.
Pang date.
Actually, the one in Antipolo, pang date yan. Especially kung medyo, you know.
You wanna impress.
And you wanna keep it on the DL. Kasi
ay,
parang, uh-oh. What are the odds na nandun yung mga kilala mo?
Parang ano lang. Parang mga
Antipolo.
Witnesses nyo lang. Mga ibon, unggoy.
Correct. Or kung mga, gusto mo, yung Old Swiss Inn, sa Paco. Kasi parang medyo sasadyain mo pa yun. Tugod,
right.
Diba? I mean, so, pwede talaga doon if you're like being discreet.
That's right.
Just saying.
OMG.
Okay? Okay. Ayan, okay. Sabi nila sa text line, there you go, thanks for the name drop. Makakatulog na ako tonight. Sabi nila Super Chase.
Yun nga. Pero very similar ha, di ba?
Oo,
that's
same
why
vibe.
I got confused.
Tsaka medyo chuchi yung food.
Kasi ngayon View Chalet would basically have the same mga fondue, mga...
But they're good. I remember talaga.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Tsaka ano,
I wanna go.
It's one of the places na I went to, like, pretty much after the lockdown.
Yes.
Yung immediately after.
Tsaka parang you went, I bet you went there kasi nga parang
we wanted a road trip of
Madding,
some sort na medyo, oo.
Diba yes. Yung malayo sa tao.
Tsaka wala masyadong, oo.
Very open.
You wouldn't be exposed. Yes.
Old Swiss Inn, on the other hand, is more...
Yung sa Paco Garden.
Parang like, ah really?
Garden.
Kasi the one in Makati, it's like a restaurant. It's an indoor thing.
No. It's very different. Kasi yung sa Paco, it's like, yeah, para kang nasa garden, tapos para siyang very ancient. Ganun yung vibe.
Yeah.
Kasi the one in Makati, parang normal, like medyo fine dining ang ganun.
Exactly, di ba? Yung very, very resto.
Yes,
very
and resto. It's random kasi nasa isang building lang siya, tapos akit ka sa second floor to get to it, di ba? If
right.
I can remember correctly.
Oh my gosh, we have to do a road trip for view.
Yes! Down.
We have to do that.
Hello to Chichi who says she loves VC.
Oh, VC is amazing.
See, ang galing talaga ni Yon Tifia. Nahulaan niya yung Old Swiss Inn. Very good. Edric Kin, sabi niya, Marky, good luck sa lahat ng need mo gawin this year. May the universe give you the strength and energy you need for all your endeavors. True. Hello to John Carlo. maalala ko lang, yung HH na nakukwento nung prof namin before, dyan sa may DS. Dito sa Ortigas.
Ah, okay.
May nakayakap daw ng na para. Pinuntahan namin, wala naman. Sa halo-halo.
Nakayakap na parot? No, ano yan? Bangungot? Ano yung mga nakayakap na parot sa halo-halo?
And Chef Chefan says, good morning. Okay, before we do the top 10, and before Marky and his musical peeps get here, let's already do the birthday blend for Cora.
Okay.
Happy.
Sino ba? Ay, tama. Ikaw umuunin.
Happy birthday, Cora.
Happy birthday, Cora.
Kaya na si Marky, Cora. Tsaka yung friends niya. Happy birthday, dear Cora. Happy birthday, Cora. To you. Mali pa. Happy birthday, Cora.
Happy birthday, Cora.
Hello and happy birthday. Okay, so there you go. That's it for me.
So here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of... Well, because of our special guests today, Usapang Rent, let's start off with Galactus Intolerance.
Number 10.
Usapang Rent, ang maganda lang if you're renting a room with different people, pag umalis sila, usually may magagamit silang ipapamana na lang sa'yo kasi hindi naman nila kayang bit-bitan. Yeah. Usually that's the case. So
that's great.
I leave my couch, but I leave my bed.
If I'm being honest, not to be super arte, but I don't like using other people's stuff. I would prefer my own furniture.
True.
Especially kung mga couch or bed. Ayoko knowing na may gumamit na hindi ko kilala.
Hindi, unless nga you're sharing it with them to begin with.
Pag ganun.
Yung kunyari, kayo ni Rika.
Yeah. I guess that's fine.
Nag-move out na siya. Tapos, iwan ko na to sofa.
Hindi, pero kasi that's there fine. Are places na, di ba, minsan, di mo kilala kung sino yung nag-iwan, pero they left it. Pag ganun, hindi ko tayo.
I'm okay with a bedpost. Like an actual
but not
bed.
The mattress.
But not the mattress. Yeah. I'm also okay with the aircon. At like, if they leave the aircon, I think that's fine.
Same. But if you take the mattress, make sure may black light. Ano kayo? That's before.
Oh, don't.
Remember that one time, Chico, went and cleaned my Airbnb?
It smelled of sin and penance.
Why am I not surprised?
It smelled of sin and regret.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah. And from Coco Hernandez.
Number nine.
Usapang rent? Mura pero malayo or mahal pero malapit? Are we really paying for rent or for our time? Kasi if you think about it, parang ano ba yung mas precious sa'yo? Yung pera o yung oras? Kasi pag mura pero malayo, nakatipid ka nga, sayang naman ang oras mo spent on the road. If mahal pero malapit, you spent more, but you have more time for quality stuff.
I think it would be extremely difficult for me to move out of Ortigas.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to continue to work here. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine...
Imagine yung before nyo, na sa Manila ka.
Yeah. I don't even know how I did that. But like, imagine now if I had to move to... Kahit nga hindi ganun kalayo. Let's say, if I had to move to like...
It's like 6-hour drive.
To like Cagayan de Oro.
Flight to work every day.
Hindi talaga pwede. You know what I mean? Even if San Juan lang. Let's say San Juan.
But
which is
near.
Like so near. But it's not like walkable. You know what I mean? It's gonna be such an adjustment. Because now talaga, the way that I can, you know, go back to the house if I forget my laptop or if I forget something, I just pick it up and come back here and I'll be here in like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? The convenience, it's just amazing.
And from Nina Hidalgo.
Number eight.
Usapang rent. True story, may kilikili power yung tinry naming i-rent na gown for our prom. Ending, ibang kulay ako sa theme. Kibs, at least mabango. Pero ang luma nung kilikili power.
You mean body odor?
It used to be called kilikili power. Hindi totoo. Like way back, I mean, people used to say like, naku si ano, si Blanc, may kilikili power. Meaning body odor. It's such an odd thing to...
Haven't heard that.
It is such an old...
Say, term, friend.
Mm-hmm. And coming from Jungkook's girl.
Number seven.
Usapang rent. Let me see here. Where was that? Someone I know found weird pentagram ritual-like symbols
Girl.
Behind the wallpaper of
Girl.
An apartment he was renting.
Get out of there.
No!
Super creepy.
Get out of there.
Akala mo regular wallpaper. Nung nagpeel, the symbols were there.
What rituals were they doing before you moved in? My gosh.
And also from Jungkook's girl in New York City, some people rent pet cats for a few days to help drive away mice. Not kidding, cats are considered as one of the best effective, one of the most effective methods to get rid of mice. Maybe even just their mere scent can drive mice away.
Mm.
So irerent mo siya for a few days. Bring the cats over to your condo. And then in a few days, all the mice are gone.
Oh, well, that makes sense, I guess.
That's so interesting.
Alam mo what keeps appearing sa TikTok ko, for some reason, this cat and turtle na nagkakapul.
Ang weird, lagi lumalabas sa feed ko ngayon. That guy who takes care of quail.
And?
Ang cute-cute ng mga chicks na quail. Just
really?
Ko, ang liliit na ang kukyot na like... It's so weird. Like, it's such a thing now on my, at least on my...
Your FYP.
Yeah. It's weird. Really weird. And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number six.
Usapang rent, yung nagparenta ka ng bahay na hindi mo alam, ginawa palang boarding house nung renter, kaya mas malaki pa yung kita niya kaysa sa'yo.
That's subletting. Bawal, though.
Subletting is something that you have to talk to your landlord first.
And usually it's not allowed, especially
not
in
allowed.
Like condos.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't
subletting
allow that.
Subletting ang tawag doon. It means I rented my condo to Hazel. Hazel rented the condo to Marky.
And
you can't do that.
Because that
goes to the landlord.
So how does that work? Like you're renting it out and then you're renting it out for a higher amount?
Yeah, because if you're going to get more tenants, alam mo yun, yung parang condo sharing. Mm. That's the thing.
Yep.
Oh, you're getting more tenants to stay with you.
Yeah, you can collect more money, I guess. Let's say, for example, you get a unit. They charge 25K for the unit. But, kunyari, it's a one-bedroom unit. Naglagay ka ng 3 bunk beds. You have 6 people living. You charge each person 5K. Then you're earning 30K. And you're only paying 25K rent. You know what I mean? May 5K ka na tubo. So, I guess some people do that. Pero for sure, ano yan?
Bawal
yan.
Under the table. It's all
under the table. And from Al Macchiato.
Number five.
Usapang rent. We have a condo unit in a not so desirable area that we couldn't rent out. Money down the drain. Kasi we're paying association dues. I asked my friend if he's interested in paying 1K rent lang as long as he pays for the rest, like association dues and other bills. Ayun, andun pa rin siya. Ay, that's a steal.
What a deal.
I mean, for me, if I don't have budget and I could be like paying 1K a month, kahit bad area pa siya, go!
And kung ikaw din naman yung may-ari, rather than ma-foreclose yung unit,
exactly.
Parent mo na lang. At least you help out a friend.
And what do you mean by non-desirable? Kung di lang maganda, I don't care. I mean, short of like
maybe
dangerous,
it's,
ha?
It's malayo sa like business districts and
baka... Pero gets kung 1K rent.
Tsaka what if work from home yung friend? Hindi naman niya
right?
Kailangan umalis.
That is a steal.
That's a steal.
What a steal.
Such a steal.
And from Designer Dad.
Number four.
Usapang rent, when I was working in Singapore, I rented and shared a bed space with a fellow Pinoy. Imagine, double deck. Sa taas siya. Problema lang, every night, nag-quote, papaantok siya. And the whole bed is shaking. Tagal makatulog.
Maybe, yeah. This person just has the shakes.
Maybe.
You know that feeling? Have you experienced
kuyakoy.
That?
Pwede kuyakoy.
When you're about to sleep and you just kind of shake.
Ako, Mike, I need to
you
kuyakoy
have that too?
Before falling asleep. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's why you kuyakoy naman even when
that's why I don't like may katabi kasi nga before I go to sleep I kuyakoy and I constantly toss and turn before I fall asleep.
Ah, so nagkukuyakoy lang kay ni Baby Whale nung ano.
Yeah, tapos I would toss to the left, to the right, to the left. Tapos in the end I will not fall asleep same side, ha?
Mm.
Kung saan ako abutan,
then
that's where I fall asleep. But I have to toss and turn. So, malikot.
But I tell you,
malikot.
Chico and I, we are in sync. When we kuyakoy,
yeah.
It's a thing.
It's like a rhythm.
We're on
and
the
I'm
same.
And I'm just like in the middle, right? Like waiting for you to like...
Like we can't dance,
we're
but we can kuyakoy.
To the rhythm.
And I'm just watching the two of you. Mm-mm. Kasi ako naman minsan nagkukuya ako din. But not as like regularly as you both do.
Diba sabi nila parang kaming nananahi?
Yes. Pretty so intense.
Oh my gosh.
So in our seeds.
And from Archer Aguilar.
Number three.
Ito very musical nila Marky. True story, I have 3 months left at the place I'm staying at. Problem is, my landlord is already asking if I'm going to renew, which I can't answer yet since my postgraduate internship hasn't matched me with the nearest hospital yet. So yeah, that's kind of tough. Like, gusto na niya ng commitment, but you can't because for whatever reason, you can't really like say yet if you're staying or not. So, And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number two.
True story, dahil wala ng available parking sa building namin, ang bad trip nito, sa ibang condo na lang ako nag-rent ng parking, which is more than a kilometer away from my condo. So every day in my corporate attire, I either have to take a taxi for that 1 kilometer, car service, or walk to my parking in the other condo. That is so weird!
I mean, 1 kilometer is not bad unless you're like in a hurry or you're super tired. But you know,
Malayo,
it's not so bad.
Good walk pa rin. Hey, good exercise.
Listen, every day that I go to rehearsals, I park 1.5 to 2 kilometers away from a rehearsal hall. Like literally Rockwell.
Yeah.
And I walk to Poblacion. So it's a long walk, but it pays off because...
And as long as it's safe...
Walang bayad din yung parking.
Yeah,
so at least free yun.
True.
But you know, it pays to walk.
And I feel like it also forces you to be early because you know that you have to allot time for it. Yeah.
Because there are times when I know I'm late. Like yesterday, I had 15 minutes to get there and it wouldn't take me 15 minutes to walk.
Mm.
So I took a Grab.
Yeah.
Which
makes sense.
Kind of a waste.
Yeah.
Because then I could have parked in a parking nearer to the place.
Had you left
for the same amount.
Yeah.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Usapang rent comes from Jay Pilosopo
says,
true story, nilock ng kasera yung apartment na tinutuloyan namin during the pandemic. Kasi daw, hindi kami nagbayad ng 1 month rent. So, nagpahatid ako sa kapatid kong pulis para tulungan ako magkakot ng gamit. Ang dali pala nilang kausap.
Siyempre, pag may man in uniform kang kasama.
Meet my kuya, the policeman. Biglang, ay, hindi nyo naman kailangan.
Ay, kumusta?
Hello po.
Hello po.
Ah, kayo pala po yung kuya ni Jay. Dito na pa. Jesus, dito na kayo. Biglang ang bait.
The switch has
been turned on. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. And we do have one more batch. But when we come back, we will be talking to some of the cast members of Rent
the Musical. That's right. And one final batch. So just keep messaging us. 0961136793. Also for your requests and shoutouts. Let's play more music. Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and let's do a quick top 10 before we talk to some of the cast members of Rent.
Lent the Musical. I lent you the musical.
Kasi mga kanta, nung si Judas.
Rent.
Just so everyone knows, in the booth, Chico also has a musical. Rent to Own the Musical, coming out at roughly exactly the same day as we open.
Oh yes, we support each other, but we're competition.
Don't forget about my musical.
Yes.
Upa Gangnam Style. But anyway, they are already here, and we're going to be talking to them in just a little bit. But first, just some quick greets. Can we just say thank you so much to Juice Blank, who sent over Halo Halo because of all the Halo Halo talk earlier.
You.
So thank you so much, Juice Blank.
HH,
my bad. So he sent us MI HH.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
T-Y.
You. Which I haven't tried. I've never tried
M-I-H-H.
It before.
HH.
So yeah. HH from MI.
From MI.
Miss International.
Nikki also says good morning. And Elmer Velasco says good morning. Nikki says she just turned 34 today. So happy birthday, Nikki.
Happy birthday,
birthday Nikki.
And that's it for greets.
Okay. So Belle says, si Butter Baby ba sa likod ni Marky? I don't know. Di ko alam.
Sabi ni Elmer.
Okay. Legit. Okay. Si Butter Baby po ang nasa likod ko.
Tapos sabi naman ni Elmer, what, nasan yung ka-date ni ODH? Ay, ayun na.
Ay, wala yung tanong ng bayan. Wala. So, yeah. He asked him the same thing.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a quick batch of our top 10 because of our special guests in the booth. Hashtag Usapang Rent. Al Macchiato says, as a hobby, I actually love just looking at property listings. I noticed yung rent price ng one bedroom ngayon equal na siya sa two bedroom noon.
Not
pamahal siya ng pamahal.
I think I check Facebook Marketplace every day as well just to see like what's out there especially
right?
In my area specifically, and it's pretty much you will see the same units but they're still available,
they're still there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And from Rye, true story, my landlady is my ex. We were together for almost 3 years. We're good friends now, and I'm also good friends with her husband.
Hey, why not?
I know this.
This is Rye? You're Rye?
Yes. Yes. That's the situation.
Oh.
So when we saw each other, usapang renta sila.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Okay.
That's the
thing. And from Nina Hidalgo, usapang rent. True story, pinarentahan ko, this is not for a change, it's a different kind of rent. Pinarentahan ko yung notebook ko nung high school. Complete kasi ako ng notes. Isa rin yun sa mga dahilan kung bakit maganda ang handwriting ko. Shout out to my classmates. You don't have any idea how much it helped us pay my tuition.
Aww.
Back then, ganun
cool.
Kalaki yung
kinikita
niya.
Ganun kalaki yung rent, rent ng notebook
it's
mo.
It's like you don't have to take notes. You can just rent my notebook. You'll get your notes from there.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very enterprising of you.
Good for you.
From Chichi Chronicles, usapang rent. When we rented a place in Baguio, I brought blessed salt to scatter around the place. Kasi I've had eerie experiences before in the last two places that we rented in Baguio. Sabi nung caretaker, nung nakita niya ako nagsasabog ng asin, okay lang po, naiintindihan ko po.
But diba may ganon? I remember when I moved into the condo, like my mom was the one who brought in like all the stuff. Like may parang initial stuff that you have to move in before you actually move in. Like I remember salt, rice maybe.
Water.
Parang ganon, oo. May dala siyang like a complete set.
Yeah. Is there a certain feng shui thing that you need to do as well?
No naman, pero just bring in those stuff.
Like ano ba? Salt, rice,
water. Rice. Sugar.
Sugar.
Basta it stands for something eh. Parang salt to get rid of the spirits. Rice for abundance. Tsaka dapat madamihan.
Mm, yeah,
pwedeng
yeah.
Like konti-konti.
Yeah.
Water for like, basta ganon. Like for cleansing or something.
And apparently, when you move into a place, like if you find, kunyari diba sometimes, they leave cleaning materials behind. Like mm-hmm. my broom or whatever. You have to get rid of those.
Cotton daw. Sabi ni Axis and Beck.
I've never heard of
parang
cotton.
Wala naman kaming dalang cotton.
Kami rin, wala kaming cotton. Bago yan, hindi ko alam yung cotton.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, salt in the corners. Sabi
in the corners.
Put it in the corners because maybe that's where they congregate. Because somebody did say when they went inside the booth.
Si Marky. That's what he says.
No. Like the others pa. Not Marky. Nasa corners daw nakatayo.
Yeah, it's right there. Mm. That's where the ghost is.
Yeah. So, that's a corner stuff.
It's right at the corner over there.
Say yeah. Hello.
Say hi. It's like a white figure.
And also from Adventoy, usapang rent. True story, 2 years na ako nagre-rent sa isang apartment at 2 years na ding mahaba ang buhok ko. So, one time, umalis ako para magpagupit ng maikse. Gupit estudyante. Pagbalik ko, ayaw ko papasukin ng guard. Tinatanong kung saan ang unit daw ako.
Hindi ka na-recognize.
Hindi ka niya na-recognize.
Oh, no.
Oh, but that does happen, though. That does happen. From Jungkook's girl, some people ask me why I still rent. Simple. I feel that in this economy, I will only be able to buy once. So I want to make sure that it's a place I really love before I commit.
Mm.
Parang, parang you'd have to be like insanely rich to buy two properties. So once lang siya bibili and she just wants to get it right.
Yes. Well, that's important. I think it's important to find a place that's just perfection for you.
That's
that
true.
You can live in for a long period of time. Like,
yeah.
I saw this article, Sharon Cuneta
yeah.
was interviewed, and she was basically talking about what she chose in terms of her properties that she invested in and how she made so much money.
Yeah.
Because of
exactly
buying and selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from Jungkook's girl as well, you can hire a line sitter to queue for you to get tickets. They're professional line sitters. As in, meron silang dalang tent, chairs, etc. Na may logo pa nila, and you pay them by the hour.
Oh, wow.
I saw this. Yeah, this is way back. Even yung mga pagkunyari, may mga, yung mga first time may cookies na very mm-hmm. hot in New York. Ganyan, ang haba ng pila. You can rent them to...
To queue for you.
To queue for you. And let's give you like, you can stay in a restaurant and have lunch there or something. And then, yeah.
Speaking of Jungkook's girl, like whenever I see her like stories, because when she's like, I think when she was looking for an apartment, I don't know if she's still looking for an apartment, pero like yung like empty apartment tour of like showing all the stuff that she's considering, nakakainggit. Because it's just so different from like the units here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the units there, yung mga kanya for her parang, eh, no. Parang, oh my God, that's already so gorgeous. Compared to like the units here, they're so tiny. And the apartments there, like, so nice. So nice.
You know, I agree. Like, I remember I was so disappointed when I checked out the apartments in like Central Bay. And I'm like, ew, this is so not me. It's so like,
a dump.
What a dump. So I moved to like Lake Cuomo in LA. And I was like, yeah, this is more like it, my aesthetic. So I told George, Mr. Clooney for you. So
Giseng.
Just so everyone knows.
Giseng.
A Delulu in the back with us.
Diba dun sila? Sila Julie Roberts, Lake Cuomo.
Imagine being neighbors for those people.
I know, right?
Hey,
we'd fit right in. We'd fit right in!
Speaking of properties, my parents are thinking of staying at Isleño.
Oh!
When it's open. We're like, okay, let's rent the entire thing for the
right?
family.
Mauna naman tayo sana.
Mauna naman tayo. And from Wildfire, usapang rent, yung mga tenant na di daw muna makakabayad ng rent kasi galing sa bakasyon. Eh, subukan yung idahilan yan sa Meralco at Manila Water. Tignan natin kung di kayo putulan.
Hmm.
Oo, even if you're on vacation, you have to find a way to like maybe pay in advance.
No, yeah. Also, online payment
online
is a
payment
thing.
Is
you
a
can
thing.
Literally do it anywhere.
It's true.
If you have internet, you can pay your bills.
Well, not all bills kasi are accessible.
Well, for example, Meralco. I pay Meralco. I used to pay it along with my other stuff like dun sa bank app ko. But now, for some reason, I can't do that anymore. So, I have the Meralco app. And for that's how I pay it.
How I pay it kasi it has to go through the condo. So, they don't have the option of, for example,
weird.
Credit card or bank to bank. It's gotta be check or whatever.
I know, yung sa condo, because I'm talking about the Meralco bill sa bahay namin, but like the condo that I live in, kasama na siya, hindi, naka-auto charge
hindi,
yung credit card
ano,
ko.
Kami KKB.
Wala kaming
auto charge
sa credit card, which is so hassle. We have to always pay. We have to be there physically.
Wait, so you have your, you get your Meralco bill?
Separately.
In the condo?
In the condo.
Swerte.
Oh no, for us hindi. Parang
yeah,
binibill na lang
separately.
Ng condo.
No.
And the water.
Separately. Ganun. Weird nga eh. Hody H says, usapang rent, my neighbor in the apartment I'm renting left their door open and nagpadal siya ng picture, these cutie fur babies, three kittens, started coming out of the door. Muntik na akong kumuha ng isa. Grabe. Nang kidnap, nang catnap pa. And from J. Pilosopo, pag pinapaayos yung sira sa apartment, inaabot ng isang buwan. Pero pag naniningil ng renta, kailangan ora-ora. Well, include everyone there.
Uh-huh.
All the utilities.
Yeah.
Pag sila yung may sira, it takes forever. Pero
totoo.
Pag naniningil.
Pag singita.
Diba yung pet peeve mo, yung 1 week before, tatawagan ka na, na just to remind you, you're almost due. You're not even due. You're almost due.
I know. Like, buti they stop doing that. They don't call
they
anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
But maybe because ang daming nangyayari sa, you know, that company.
Yeah, that's
maybe that's why.
Kiko Man Machine says, usapang rent, yung babayaran ka ng friend mo ng 1 month salary just to pretend to be their boyfriend during a family gathering para ikaw yung kausapin ng mga relatives to ask kung kailan kayo ikakasal. This is such a...
Isn't that a movie?
This is such a Netflix thing.
I have seen this movie.
Yeah. Like, Joa for Rent. Yeah. And the top, usapang rent, comes from Juice Blank.
Juice Blank says,
I rented a car and grabe sobrang kompleto. May tissue at wet wipes sa glove compartment, may bottled water sa glass holders, may fuel sa gas tank, at may rotting corpse sa trunk.
Ew! Oh, perfect. Fantastic.
Yung nakatali.
Everything's there.
My ng God.
Duct tape. Right. And rope.
You've got a corpse.
You've got a corpse. Of corpse.
Of corpse. Of but corpse. Of corpse.
Of corpse, there's a corpse. So there you go. The top 10 Usapang Rant. And speaking of, we shall play one song. And when we come back, we will talk to the cast of Rent, the musical.
The musical.
Exciting stuff. So if you're not with us yet, make sure to join us over Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, RX931 for everything. It's The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky all the way till 10. Don't forget, for questions, you can send them over 0961-1367-931, the Monster text line, only here on The Monster. Good morning. Summer's hottest Monster, RX93.1, Soak City, sheesh, for Marky.
Exactly.
310, baby. Blueface and Tyga. And it's time for us to welcome our guest today, Marky.
Marky, do the honors.
I would like to welcome the amazing cast of Rent. Yes!
Hello, everybody.
A few of our awesome, awesome cast members. And you know what? Without further ado, why don't we introduce ourselves one at a time? Let's start with Adrian.
Hello, I'm Adrian. I play Angel and my shoe size is 8.5.
Hi, I'm Molly. I play Mimi and my shoe size, well, I only know it's UK, so UK 3.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Ian Pangilinan. I play the role of Mark Cohen, and my shoe size is 9.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Faye Castro. I play the role of Joanne, and my shoe size is a UK 6 and a US 7.5.
Hi, everyone. I'm Garrett Bolden, and I play the role of Tom Collins, and my shoe size is 11 and a half.
Well. Oh! That is Malaki. Expected.
What is this, Wiki Feet?
What? Seems like it.
Why are we talking about feet?
I informed them that we had a co-host who has a fetish.
No.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Marky.
Don't expose Hazel.
No.
Don't expose Hazel. I mean.
What's your shoe size?
8.5.
Just right.
8.5, yeah.
But your hands are really big.
Yes.
I don't know what that all means, but okay. What's your shoe size again?
I'm a 10.
Ayabang.
Pak.
Ay, pak.
I'm just like a 7.5.
Pixar, it doesn't count. Okay, so, yeah.
Now
so,
the shoe is on the other foot.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh,
hey, thank you for having us.
Dapat daw nag-booth visit. Okay.
Yes.
Welcome or welcome back. For okay. Ian.
For yes, Ian. Because Ian course. Was actually a student yeah. jock back in the day.
Oh my gosh. Kaya mo pang sabihin mo yung monster.
Oh, go.
Oh my God. I used to say, hello, my name is student jock Ian Pangilinan. Catch us on Monster. Something, something, something.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Monster RX 93.1.
Okay, so, you know, you're all going to be, you're all ready, you know, for your opening night and all that. But you know what? Let's talk about your relationship with the musical. It's an iconic musical. And I'm pretty sure, you know, like, what is the level of... what is your relationship with Rent?
Kasi what's with Marky, we know.
We know
kasi like,
na super...
Like, literally, he knows all, the whole thing, right?
Parang all-time favorite. Yes. was it like your favorite? Is was it one of those things na alam nyo lang maybe a song or two, or memorize nyo ba yung buong CD? Like, yeah, like for all of you guys, one at a time. Like, what's your relationship with this specific musical?
I guess for this specific musical, I think a lot of people know
500.
I know, right?
That's the song that people know. But what people don't really know about this musical is it's really a deeply, deeply affecting one. It's not just, you know how Seasons of Love is very, very happy and
yes.
all of that. It does have wonderfully happy moments, but it also has moments of really felt emotion mm-hmm. because it's about the story of people who are going through life not knowing when they're going to pass away because they are, you know, they are sick. They are sick with... they are sick with HIV.
Yeah.
So any moment at the time there was no proper treatment for it.
Now thank God there is.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are numerous ways you can live a full and healthy life in spite of having this disease. But back then it was basically like you don't know when you're gonna pass away. And
yeah.
this musical is about living your life to the fullest and making sure that every moment counts. And I think you know, anyone would relate to that stuff. So,
yeah. So, I knew Ren. Also, like you, I knew the song, "Seasons of Love," and "Take Me or Leave Me." And I didn't quite know how deep Ren was, you know. And I watched it to do my research before auditions, and I was like, oh my god. Wow. Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot to take on, and it's an honor. It's really an honor to do a show like this, and I really hope that it raises more awareness on the subject of HIV. So yeah, over to you.
Yeah. Just for funsies, my relationship with Rent started in 2018.
Oh.
We did Rent in Ateneo Blue Repertory. I did it with Ian. And other members of the cast like Kai Banson, Misha Fabian, and Abby Sulit. We were in Rent together 6 years ago. And that's, well, personally for me, that's how it start. That's where I started my acting career. That was my very first play. And after that, other plays and so on. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very meaningful for me to do it again.
And bouncing off of that, their Rent was actually the first time I'd ever watched Rent.
Oh, that is so cool.
I went into it with complete pessimism. Maybe because when my then partner told me, we're going to watch Rent, I'd never listened to it before. All I knew was Seasons of Love. And I wanted to see, like, okay, what am I going to expect? Maybe Your Eyes was not the best song to have listened to prepare myself for that. But after I watched it, I came in complete pessimism. I was like, okay, rock musical, weird. Weird. And then they came out and then like the first Rent happened and I felt my entire body heat up. I was like, what the hell did I just watch?
Right.
I fell in love with it. So yeah, I was proved wrong. And never been happier for being proved wrong.
My relationship with Rent actually started just with this production. Because before I know the song,
yeah,
Seasons of Love,
yeah,
I know Idina Menzel played
of course
for Rent as well in the movie, but I never watched it. Even when I auditioned, when they asked me anything you know about Rent, I said, I know the song, Seasons of Love. But I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, the story grew on me while we do rehearsals. And I just found out how great the story is. Because people say it's just a musical of misfits and about AIDS. But it's deeper than that. It's
right.
friendship.
So much more
yeah. It's family. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, and people forget that this is where, like, Idina Menzel met.
Tay Diggs played the role of Benny. And
And Tay Diggs was the husband of Idina Menzel for many years.
Dad, I'm just like, what?
Tay Diggs, I meant Tay Diggs.
Okay, let's change topic. Okay, okay, wait lang. Let's move on. What did you think of Valentina as Angel? Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's ask Adrian since you're playing Angel.
Honestly, the Fox. First time I ever did Rent, siya yung peg ko. Si Valentina yung peg ko. And then she did it years later. Anyway. I'm doing it again now. I'm doing it again now. And I have no judgment whatsoever. It's a... I feel like, I don't know, I feel I got older and I felt it in my body. Tapos sabi ko, you know what, Valentina, I get you. I know what you mean. This is a tough role. It's not easy to be singing and doing, jumping around and doing kicks in heels. So, Valentina, I feel ya.
I'd like to keep the mask on.
And we would like to keep the mask on.
Oh,
no!
You know what? Speaking of, kasi diba you two have performed Rent before. Yeah. So my question for all of you, including you both, when you were familiar with some of the characters maybe, or for some of you, like all of the characters, were the roles that you eventually got, were those the roles that you initially really saw yourselves performing?
For me, definitely not. Oh. I came in auditioning for Maureen and Ansem.
Oh.
And then I was called back for Maureen. So when they called me, because they started the call with, "Hey, Faye, we know that you auditioned for Maureen." I thought it was a rejection call.
Right.
So they were like, "But we want you to play Joanne." I dropped the phone, I ran, and I screamed.
Oh my gosh.
But then after the call, I was like, "Joanne. Joanne?" Because I'd never really looked into her character before.
Right.
Because when I listened to Rand, I listened to Mimi, I listened to Roger, I listened to Maureen. But I've never explored the possibility of being Joanne before. So this has been a really exciting adventure.
Oh, nice. What about for the others?
For me, when I auditioned, they informed me. Because a lot of friends were telling me after I did a production in Guam. When I went back here, they told me to audition for Collins.
Okay.
So I did a little research about Collins. And yeah, I really like his storyline at first without knowing it deeply pa. But then yeah, I got the role, so I'm really happy to share it with Marky as well.
Right.
Doing Collins.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Right.
It's been great working with Garrett. He's, you know, smooth sailing.
True.
Such a great working relationship with all of us, actually. I feel like this cast is so strong. And we just all really help each other out, which is, I think, how cast should be.
Speaking of, is that pretty common, like, to play multiple roles in one run? Because I know that, you know, a lot of you, not just you, right?
Well...
Or is it just...
Well, Ian's also playing two roles.
Yes.
Two roles. So, is that, like... the usual, no? Is it unusual?
I mean, no. I've done a lot of professional productions and it's different because you have to take on two different characters and it's like you feel bipolar sometimes because like one moment for one show or sometimes one rehearsal, you're one character and then you have to shift like this
to the next.
And it's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, and I also feel like they kind of let us do it because the process is like we have a long rehearsal period. Like
okay.
2 months, right? Or something.
That's long?
That's pretty long, actually. Like, there are some productions period. That wow. only do it within like 3 weeks or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like we had 2 months to really like build the characters, to build a relationship with everybody. So I think like having two roles is... it's kind of like a product of that, I would say.
Yeah.
The versatility.
Because you have
love
to,
that.
You have to take over when someone else is feeling ill.
Yeah. Right.
Right? If there's an accidental problem that happens on set, someone falls, God forbid, someone has to take over.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so outside of the songs
that you are performing,
yeah,
what are your favorite numbers?
Oh, without spoiling anything, 100%, it is the song that Marky and Garrett perform as Tom Collins.
Yeah.
Singing, let's say, a tribute to Angel. A very, very wonderful song. And every time during rehearsals, every single time, all of us are just like crying.
Wow.
Ooh.
And funnily enough, like the cast of Miss Saigon came over. And then they were also crying by the end of like our rehearsal yeah. period. So we don't know what's gonna happen during the thingy, but like keep in tune for that.
We had our first audience, kasi.
Yeah.
How did it feel? As an interviewer here, how did it feel? the first time an audience was present to watch the show, especially one as prolific as the Miss Saigon cast. That was, you know. All praises of your performances.
Oh yeah, I ran nga pala. Oh yeah, I forgot because you were asking me, but we ran together. It was scary at first when we found out that we're gonna have them to watch us perform and during like a full run rehearsals. I was shaking. I was going back and forth in the bathroom just to, you know, breathe in, breathe out, something like that. But then having our first audience while doing our run really helped me a lot in how will I, you know, project every performance. And I guess it was scary at first, but then yeah, we get to connect with everyone. So that's a proof of how powerful the story of Rent is.
You got to see what works and what doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, okay. So they reacted to this. Okay, they didn't react so much thinking that they would, which is great because a trial audience is always good to have, especially in any show.
When you do something this iconic, you know, Rent, obviously if you get the role, you know, I'm sure part of it, there's going to be some research. You probably would like, you know, maybe watch some clips of how other performers before you tackled the role. How much of it is like, I gotta make it like this, and how much of it is I wanna make it my own?
I feel like automatically if you perform it, you will like, if you, even if you have the goal of imitating or being inspired by someone else who did it, whatever you do on that stage is yours because that is your body.
Yeah.
So it will instantly be original. But I feel like everything that you do on stage that is truthful is truthfully yours. So it's, you're the only one who can do you. You're the only one who can interpret that role that way. So it will be unique instantly. That's my take on, you know, doing roles that have been done in the past.
That actually is very true. But then there's also some that are very different.
Yeah.
And some that are very similar.
True.
To Adax.
No, because like I love those compilations on YouTube. The different Elphabas. Even Dayong sa, they do it differently. And I was like, oh, is that allowed? I always thought you have to go, iba talagang, they would do runs. And I was like, sometimes it's like becomes a diva off, like who can do it more impressive.
It depends on the kind of musical, because there are some musicals that you have to Sound of Music. You have to stick to the music. Like you can't divert at all. Yeah. But then there are some musicals like this, Rent or Wicked or other rock musicals that are open to interpretation.
We're getting some text messages, like one from Miguel who says, hello to the cast of Rent. It will be my first time to watch theater again since the pandemic. Yeah. So excited. So for those people who are going to be watching without having seen previous iterations of Rent, like if you were to come up with a blurb for Rent, for your musical, like what would it be?
Marky.
Pass the responsibility.
Let me ask you.
Naku, kakaibang Marky po ang kakaibang Marky po ang mapapanood
nyo. Ganon.
Meron pong comedy, may thriller, may drama.
I would say maybe it's like be prepared to experience the full spectrum of emotions. Oh, happiness, like sadness, anger, everything. It's overflowing with all of that. So yeah, be prepared for a ride.
It's going to be a journey.
Yes. Very much so.
Highs
very
and
much
lows
so.
And like joy and sorrow.
Yes. To the extremes, I would say. And expect to come out of the theater being thankful for life, I would say.
Yeah.
Mm. Sabi nila, napanood niyo din ba yung Miss Saigon? Like Lilo Boy is asking.
The thing is, we haven't gotten the opportunity to because we are rehearsing Monday to Friday.
Of course.
Although, once we open, then we have a chance to because Miss Saigon runs from Tuesday to Sunday in Solaire. So, we can actually watch from Tuesday to Thursday because we only do shows Friday to Sunday.
Mm. My family and I did get to watch it though. Like we were in Australia when they were literally like starting out. Oh. So it was pretty cool. Like I was with my mom and then she didn't know the story of Miss Saigon. And then by the end she was like, oh my God, it was so beautiful.
It's such a beautiful musical.
Yeah. So
okay, so you're wonderful. All appearing in Rent. But yeah. let's just a non-Rent question.
Yeah.
Apart from the roles that you've already done for other theater musical slash plays, what is your dream play to be part of? Musical or non-musical?
On the subject of Miss Saigon is my dream. I actually auditioned for them a long time ago when I was 19 years old in London for the international tour, and I got pretty far, but then I got my heart broken. But I'm not gonna give up, so I just hope that one day I get the chance. And honestly, I don't care what role, I just want to be a part of it. Even if I'm ensemble or second cover or whatever, I just want to be a part of
it
is just such an amazing show, so pray for me.
of course.
I would love to do Hermes in Hadestown.
Oh.
I saw Hadestown on Broadway and it is the best show I have seen.
It's so good.
Forever. Ever, ever,
I'm
ever.
So curious. I want to
so
watch it.
So Hadestown.
You know what? Same. Hadestown.
Hermes also. Hades. Oh my God, you'd be perfect. It'll happen.
When I get a little older and my voice gets a little lower.
Okay, what about the others?
For me, gosh, I have a laundry list of things I'd love to play. But so far, the one that's popping up in my head right now is either Lydia or Delia Dietz in Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
That's
I love that.
Right?
So good.
I've never seen the musical, but I love the movie.
Oh, I fell in love with the musical over the pandemic. I actually have a vinyl of Beetlejuice, and the vinyl is so cool. It's like a spiral. It's like a black and white
so
spiral.
While it's spinning.
Yeah, while it's spinning, it's like hypnotizing.
You get hypnotized.
It's so cool. But yeah, Lydia and Ordelia Dietz from Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Okay.
I think I'd like to be Genie in Aladdin.
Oh my God, I see it. I see it. I see it.
Yeah, I really want to do that role. And also, I did Miss Saigon in Guam, but I want to do it on Broadway or in West End as John Thomas as well.
Oh,
these are so interesting. Very interesting choices. Ian?
For me, I think this is the musical that kind of like really shot Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff to like famous levels. It's called Spring Awakening.
Oh,
I've already done it, but like we've done it on the like student production level.
Yeah.
I would love to do it in like a professional
like a
level.
Theater.
Yeah, like a huge theater. And I think it's just a beautiful production. And I hope somebody picks it up.
Oh, just going back, were the roles that you played in Ateneo the same roles you're playing here?
Yes, no.
Yes,
for Adrian. No, for me.
What was your role?
What role did you do?
So, like, I'm playing polar opposites. Like, my role in Ateneo was Roger. He's like the rock star who's kind of like angry at the world, and like on this run, I'm playing Mark, and he's like the nicest little bean that you'll ever see. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's exactly what Marky says. Sometimes it feels like, oh my God, I'm shifting from one emotion to the next. Another. Yeah, every rehearsal.
Yeah. It's interesting because like, yeah, it's they're polar opposites. And playing polar opposites isn't as easy as you think. Because if you play polar opposites, it's two different people, right? If you play someone that is similar to the other one, it's harder to distinguish.
Yeah.
And if you're on stage, they're like, parang that's the same person you played yesterday. But if they're two different people from opposite sides of the spectrum, then it's so much easier to create a different character, I guess. I don't know. From what we experienced.
So what was your like learning the roles, getting to know even the numbers of your castmates? What was your like biggest takeaway from this musical? You know, whether it's a personal thing as far as like, oh, I didn't realize I could do this, or maybe something about the story, you know, about like Ian was saying earlier that you appreciate life a little bit more. What was your biggest takeaway from the whole experience of doing Rent? Anyone can answer.
I just feel so fortunate to be in a cast that's as like, what's the word? Because the word that's coming to my head right now is mishmashy.
Gelled,
thank you. I just feel very fortunate to be working with a cast like this because from the productions I've done before and from productions I've heard other people do, it's a rare thing to have a cast that's as close and as you know, gelled as ours. So I just feel very fortunate. I'm taking the experience of being in a cast like this away from this experience. That's what I'm taking away. I just love them so much.
You know what? You know what's true though? Like, Marky has told us about how like great you guys all are. So pag sinabi niya sa inyo na magaling kayo, hindi niya kayo pinaplastic.
Yun din yung sinasabi niya here.
He actually tells us all the time that the cast is amazing.
I will tell them the tea. Like, if there's a show that's just like, I'd be like, guys, mid.
You're just like, you come into rehearsals like, you were garbage today.
No, he's really saying,
he really would.
And he would tell us like, ang galing ni ganito, ang galing ni ganito.
Alam namin yung development ng bawat.
Yeah.
But they also know some of the like the little T's.
Yeah.
But then whenever there's an improvement, I go, oh my gosh, my improvement. And like, so they're very excited to watch the show. Yeah. So
we are. And you know what? Why don't you guys, I'm pretty sure a lot of the people, whether they're big Rent heads or maybe they're just in, you know, curious about experiencing it for the first time, why don't you guys invite everyone
them.
Listening to
yes.
us right now?
So hello everybody, please catch Rent on April 19. We open at the RCBC Theater. Catch us every weekend since until June 1. See you there.
Yes, and if you want to get your tickets, go to tickettome.net. And also, to check on the schedules, follow NineWorks Theatricals on all social media handles to see the cast schedule and also the shows.
Yay. And plug your social media platforms for people to check out.
Okay, you can follow me at Adrian Lindayag everywhere on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also stay protected, get yourself tested, know your status, and use PrEP and do all that research. Know the science, stop the stigma.
Nice. You can follow me at Molly Langley on Instagram and Facebook.
You can follow me at Ian Pangilinan _ on all of my socials.
You can follow me at Faye the Maker on Instagram. And you can also follow my alter ego, Teresa Tang Burlesque, on Instagram as well.
Oh, she's a burlesque dancer.
Wow. Nice.
And also, it's Faye the Maker because she makes beautiful clothes as well. Oh. Yeah, you can see it on her
wigs
on her Instagram. And follow me on all social media platforms, Garrett Bolden. And yeah, you can also catch me on All Out Sundays every Sunday, 12 noon.
Yeah. Right. Oh, we keep forgetting that Marky's actually part of it.
I know.
So, Marky, The task is you have to invite everyone as Benny.
Okay. Let's go. Let's
not as Marky, but as Benny.
Benny.
Let's go acting exercise.
Hey, everyone, come watch Rent the Musical. April 19 to June 1, so you can see me shine, right? And all these people fail.
What an a-hole.
Parang ang hot.
Ito naman, iba yung takeaway. Parang ang hot.
Parang ang hot.
You know, that was happening yesterday. Oh my gosh, I went and apologized to the Miss Saigon people. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry that I came off as an a-hole. They're like, I like it.
See? I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, okay.
You should join us tomorrow on the show as Benny Knowles.
I know, right?
Okay, let's have a conversation. It's a completely different person.
See? Baka singilin tayo. But there you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was a lot of fun. And hope we get to have you again in our humble booth.
And we're very, very, very excited to watch all of you guys.
I know, right?
And I'm sure all the monsters are very excited as well. So on that note, that's it. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Stick around. Rico Robles is up next. We'll leave you with something from Hybes and Sarah. We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.